What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. It is 6:01 here as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Here with you until 9 o'clock. Don't forget, it is game night as the Philadelphia Eagles rematch against the New England Patriots in Foxborough. Game number 2 of the preseason. Yeah, not that big a deal. It's not like a Super Bowl rematch, but it is a rematch in a sense. So we'll be taking your phone calls as usual from 6 to 9. But don't forget, during the game, like we did last week, we will also take your phone calls in-game, live, while the game is going on. If you see something you like, you don't like, you give us a call, 610-632-0975. And when I say we, last week had the pleasure of being joined by my man, former NFL player, Temple alum, Philadelphia native, John Clark. John, Big John decided to join me back in the studio tonight. John, thanks for coming back in, man.
I appreciate it. I told you, I got my pillow. Coming back every time.
I hear you, man. You and Tyler Zuli. He sleeps on the couch, you sleep on the floor. It just works out that way. Pat Egan is producing the show. Again, we're here from 6 to 9 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic as the game kicks off at 7:30. So we have some time to really get into some conversation, and we'll get into, again, more in-game live conversation with the people out there as the game is in play. We'll get to that then. But right now what we do know is Nick Foles is taking snaps under center tonight. And I think a lot of people are excited to finally get to see whoever the starter is that we're accustomed to seeing, whether it be Wentz or Foles under center. And it certainly helps that you have an opponent right now like the New England Patriots, of course, beating them in Super Bowl 41-33, getting that championship trophy.
I know for Foles, he just wants to get out on the field, shake the rust off, get some plays under his belt, get out injury free, and just keep it moving. I don't think he's too much worried about his performance as much as he wants to make sure that he's not making mental errors, you know, because he's already proven what he can do on the field. I think more right now is just him getting in there, get his feet wet, make sure I don't make any mental errors, and get out healthy and have a good showing.
If you were to look at this and project this game out real fast before we really know what happens, how much time are we looking at for Nick Foles? Is it based on, okay, he has a great first series, a great second series, and then you snatch him out? Or is it more, I want to give him this amount of time, and with giving him this amount of time, once he's done, then we're taking him out regardless?
Traditionally, most coaches on the second preseason game, you play about a quarter. Now, they say it's a quarter, but like you said, you might have two great series where you go down and you just look good and the coach is like, you know what, get him out.
That's
we look
enough.
Great. It's enough. Or sometimes you're not looking too good and they like, you know what, we're going to go into the second quarter and give you some more reps. So it just depends on how it plays out. Traditionally, it's a quarter. Sometimes it can be shorter. Sometimes it can be longer. It depends on how you play.
Well, we'll see Nick Foles to start the game with the starters tonight, and we'll give you the update of who is in and who's likely out for the Birds tonight. But then the other guy that we saw last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he had an up and down kind of game. Nate Sudfeld, the primary backup to Nick Foles tonight. We know about Joe Callahan. We may see Hackenberg at some point. Christian Hackenberg, newly signed, of course, former Penn State quarterback. We may have an opportunity to see him as well. But for us tonight, really, John, as you, me, and Pat were talking before the show, it's really about Foles and Sudfeld. The whole thing is, who do you want to see more of based on the importance of what they do out there on the field? Now, I want to see, as you just said, if you see the starters out there for a full quarter, I think that means more to me in game than whatever Nate Sudfeld does, because Nick Foles has not been able to practice as much because he's had the neck issue. Mm-hmm. He did not play last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this game, for me, is more important. And again, it's not about the score and winning, losing and all that. It's just about the production and the work and the rhythm, the timing that he gets with not only the people that he's already been playing with, but now you have Mike Wallace, Dallas Goedert. They are going to be out there hopefully dressed. So you want to see him also get into a rhythm with them in game in the event that he does, in fact, have to start week one. Carson Wentz is not ready to go. So for me, this game is, again, it's preseason, but I'm saying more important for Nick Foles in my eyes than it is for Nate Sudfeld.
I think it's more important for Nate Sudfeld. I think it's more important that Nate Sudfeld, he needs to start stacking games. So like you said, he had an up and down game last week. So now we need a more consistent game out of him this week. And hopefully now next week after that, he can start stacking games. So for him, I think it's more important. Like I said earlier, for Nick Foles, he's a professional. He's already done it. He's a Super Bowl winning MVP. I think more for him is just to go out, like I said, to get his feet wet, to make sure he's not making too many mental mistakes, and to just get off the field and be healthy and leave the field healthy. I think that's the biggest thing for him. For Sudfeld, like I said, he wants to make sure for him, for real, that mental errors, or some coaches say missed assignments, MAs or MEs, you want to make sure you keep them down to a minimum. And that's the turnovers. That's, you know, he had two turnovers last week. He had a pretty good game outside of the two turnovers, in my opinion. So he needs to cut down on the turnovers. And he can start that this week and come out of this game with no turnovers and hopefully start stacking games like that where the turnovers are a minimum.
Well, listen, I agree that Sudfeld does, in fact, need all of that work, right? Nate Sudfeld does need that work. I agree with you. You never know if something happens where Sudfeld plays well, Nick Foles also plays well, an injury happened, boom, that's when a trade happens. We already got it into that. We're not getting into that. But you know what I mean? In the event that, let's just say Carson Wentz is not ready to go, right? Or a trade happens. Mm-hmm. Whatever the scenario is, and Nate Sudfeld is going to be your backup quarterback at the start of the season, yes, I agree with you. He is that far away, an inch away.
Oh, he's only a play away. From in the NFL, you're a play
from
away.
From being a starting quarterback for a Super Bowl champion team, I got it. But Nick Foles is the one that we are expecting to see week one if it's not Carson Wentz. I need him because he's only going to get this week and next week. We will not see him in game number 4 against the Jets. Now, we've also talked about Carson Wentz playing 0 snaps in the preseason, but still being comfortable with him going in week 1 against the Atlanta Falcons because he's Carson Wentz. The one thing we don't know, as you said, he's a Super Bowl MVP. Yes, we know he's a Super Bowl MVP and he had the 2 games, but is he going to do the exact same thing? We don't know. I need him to get into a rhythm. That's why for me, John, and I know you and Pat agree, and Pat will jump on and say the same thing. You guys can team up on me and we can give out the phone numbers, 610-632-0975. In terms of who, when it comes to Sudfeld and Foles, we know it's a preseason game, but the importance of what each player is out there for, who are you looking more to be successful today? I say Nick Foles. John says Nate Sudfeld. Pat Egan also says Nate Sudfeld. We're asking you, 610-632-0975.
I think that you're misunderstanding the way I say it. I want them both to be successful, but successful with different reasons. So with Foles, I want him to be successful in getting off the field healthy. I want to see him getting the rhythm, like you said.
Oh, I do too.
So I want to see, but that's my level of success for him right now. Get in the rhythm, get off the field healthy. For Sudfeld, my level of success is to turn down the turnovers. You know, keep them down to a minimum. Get out there.
Yeah,
execute.
He had 2 last week, and they were bad.
Execute the offense. Keep the mental mistakes down. You know, that's one of the biggest things coaches, you know, they harp on all day, every day. Physically, at some point in time, you're going to get beat. This is the NFL. They get paid just like you get paid. But you can handle the mental mistakes. You can know your assignment. You can know what to do. So that's something you can handle.
Yeah, but John, again, I got it. See, I got it. For some reason, you don't want to get it with me when as you just said, you want to get him off the field healthy. I want to get him off the field healthy too. But I want let's just say those 2 series, hypothetically, that we talked about at the very beginning are so sharp, right? We are confident that he is going to be, okay, if he is going to start week 1, he is going to be, in our eyes, based on these 2 series, what are we going to be saying? The exact same thing that you just said about him being Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. I want 2 sharp series, if they are that sharp, and that is going to tell me more about him and how comfortable he is, Nick Foles, than anything that Nate Sudfeld does.
I want 2 sharp series too, but I'm not concerned if I don't get that.
Well, I see.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not. The world's not going to come to an end for me if I don't get that. Because he's already done it.
How does it happen?
Because he's already done it. For me, if he was somebody that didn't do it, you've done it. So you've shown me that you can do it. Especially for his teammates. I'm quite sure for his teammates, they're like, listen, he's shown me what he can do. You've shown the world what you can do. So I'm not concerned about that. Don't get me wrong. I want to see him go out there and execute. I want to see him go down in 2 series, 10 plays each series, boom, 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 touchdown, Mike Wallace, let's get it off the field, let's go. But that might not happen.
Sure.
So if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to be like, oh, the world is coming to an end. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think it's more for Sudfeld. He needs to show that he can do it. He hasn't done it. He didn't do it last week because, like you said, he was up and down. So he hasn't shown that he can do it. So he needs to show that he can do it and then start stacking games on top of that.
And he's going to be showing us because he's going to be showing us why he's holding the clipboard, because we're never going to see him throughout the season. 610-632-0975. He is. He's going to be holding that clipboard.
He's going to be holding the clipboard, but like you said, he can only be a play away. You never know.
All right, and I know you and Pat basically agreed again, 610-632-0975. Pat, before we get to the phones, your case about this very thing, Foles, Sudfeld, you and John agreed, you teamed up on me, I didn't like it, but go ahead, share it with the audience.
Yeah, I need Sudfeld more than Foles. Foles isn't going to be here next year, and I don't know what Sudfeld is. Is he a third-string quarterback?
Okay, I agree on that.
Is he a second-string quarterback? So I need to make sure he's a second-string quarterback. So I need to see him more than I need to see. I know what Nick Foles is. I know what he's going to give me.
You
even
do?
Even if he plays poorly, I know what he's going to give me.
Thank you.
All right. Don't sit there and ask. You do. We've seen enough of Nick Foles. He started his career here. He played enough games last year. I know what Nick Foles is.
Yeah,
he
has a short memory.
I have idea what Nate Sudfeld is, man.
So we saw him against the New York Giants, right? Last year when he came in. Put up numbers right away.
Negative Delphia. Devon.
Not at all, because I like Nick Foles, and I hope Nate Sudfeld is good, because it's going to benefit the Philadelphia Eagles. And then we saw him against, again, the Dallas Cowboys at that point, the Raiders. We saw him against the Atlanta Falcons. We saw one good game out of those where he was, that was the Giants game.
Did they lose?
No, he had a good second half.
Did they lose?
And which one? They lost the Cowboy game. That didn't matter.
But again, we wanted to see him, and he didn't look good.
Rewind it.
He didn't lose. Games that matter, he didn't lose.
Right.
Don't tell me about his stats. Don't tell me how good he looked or how rusty he looked. The games that mattered, he didn't lose.
No, he did not.
He got W's. So
the defense was fantastic.
Hey, it happens. Sometimes, you know, the defense does good. Sometimes the offense does good. In the Super Bowl, he carried the team.
Oh, absolutely.
The defense got
torched. He's a legend forever.
The defense got torched in the Super Bowl.
Yes, they did.
And Nick Foles had to keep up with him.
Yes.
So he did his part. Sometimes it's a defense. Sometimes it's the special teams. Nah. He's okay.
And again, I'm not saying he has to be super sharp because I'm losing confidence. I'm just saying I want him to be in normal starting quarterback rhythm once week one comes here. Not that I don't believe, because I believe he can win games while Carson Wentz is not there, because not only is he good enough, but Doug Peterson is going to put him in the right position to succeed, which he did in those Minnesota and the New England Patriots game. He was fantastic, and he also was able to do that because of how they orchestrated the offense. Then number three, it's because of the weapons that he has surrounding him on that offensive side of the football. Yes, I think he is. I think Nick Foles is good. Again, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, for me tonight, I want to see him sharp because he didn't play last week. And I know there's a very high chance that he's going to be ready for game one, and Carson Wentz may not be. So I want to see him sharp this week. I want to see him sharp next week. And week number four in the preseason, we know we're not going to see him. 610-632-0975. Sudfeld and Foles. We all three of us want to see Foles and Sudfeld play well. I just want to see Nick Foles play well more than Sudfeld, because he has the chance to be the starting quarterback week one, not Nate Sudfeld. What do you guys think? 610-632-0975. Patriots, Eagles, rematch. Well, preseason variety. It's game number two of the preseason for the Birds. They are 0-1 after losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers a week ago today. So you don't really get all up and down about wins and losses in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of the Philadelphia fans, John, they want to beat the New England Patriots again and rub it in. That not only did they beat you in the Super Bowl, but they also beat you in game number two of the preseason, where Tom Brady is going to play a lot of snaps, it appears, for the New England Patriots.
I hate everything Boston, so I have no problem with the Philadelphia Eagles knocking off the New England Patriots, even if it's preseason. I have no problem with it.
How about this?
Everything Boston.
My number one most disliked team in sports, the Boston Celtics. I've never, as you say, I've never hated the Patriots, because they were never good. Now they have the dynasty, and we know about their long run here with Belichick and Brady. Uh-huh. I've never hated them because Yes, the cheating happened in the first Super Bowl in 2005 from the 2004 season, but I never hated them.
Hockey, baseball, basketball.
See, that's New York for me.
I don't care if it's
that's
if
New York.
I don't care if it's junior league tennis. Listen.
All right. Okay.
Knock them off.
All right.
Knock them off.
Okay. Well, when we talk to the people, we'll see how they feel as well. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. Joined in studio once again, just like last week, my man John Clark, former NFL player, former Temple standout, Philadelphia native.
To you, baby.
Sharing some time with us on the mic from 6 to 9 tonight, Joe Torti, 9 to midnight. And don't forget, once the game starts, kickoff, 7:30, Patriots, Eagles, John and I will be taking your phone calls in game so you can react live as the play happens, whether it be good or bad. Foles plays well, hits a couple, like you said, Mike Wallace or Zach Ertz for some scores, get him out the game. You call in and talk about what Foles did well, what you saw in Mike Wallace. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones. Check in with Mike and Del Ran as he starts us off here tonight on The Fanatic. What's going on, Mike?
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
Devon, I agree with you 1,000%. I think Nick, because he didn't play last week, I think Nick Foles needs to play a good part of the first quarter tonight. I think Sudfeld's got to play the second and most of the third, and I want to see Hackenberg out there. I don't want to see Callahan at all tonight. I don't think there's any reason to show him. I think next week, I think Foles has to play the first half.
I agree.
I really agree with you. I know that we know what he can give us. I'm not doubting his skill or what he's done for us at all, but that's also to say, same reason why I wouldn't want Carson Wentz playing week one with no time in the preseason. Nick Foles, he has to get into some sort of rhythm. I mean, it's not like he's a 23-year-old, you know, young-legged quarterback. I mean, he needs to get some time out there. He needs to get some connection with Goddard, right? Like Wallace. He needs to get a rhythm
some
going.
New pieces, yes.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I mean, you know, if he plays two or three drives and they come out, I'm still okay with that. But I think he needs to play as much, if not maybe another series, more than Brady does tonight.
See, this is the thing. We all agree that we want to see him do well. We agree. I want to see him do well. We just disagree on the outcome. Like, if he doesn't do well, I'm not worried about it because I've seen him do it. I'm really not concerned about it. He's an NFL. He's a professional, you know, and he's already done it. He's won. He's shown he can play at a high level. I'm not concerned if he doesn't come out this game firing on all cylinders. I'm not worried about it.
So let me ask you a question. If he has like four drives tonight, he plays the whole first half next week, and he throws three picks and no touchdowns, are you playing him in week four, or are you ready to see him go week one?
I'm ready to see him go week one. I don't play him in week four. And number two, he's going to go into the third quarter in the third game. That's like what we call our dress rehearsal game.
Yeah, but normally they pull him in the at halftime.
No,
right?
No. In the NFL, traditionally, we would play into the third quarter, the third game. Like all starters, because they want you to come in halftime, go through some adjustments, go out and play. Now,
maybe a series in the third.
Yeah,
get
maybe
out.
A sit. Now, okay. Don't get me wrong. You only play the series. Like they once you got your series in, they got you out. But they wanted you to get that game time feel, go in halftime, make some adjustments, come back out on the field and play. So he's going to play in the third quarter, regardless on the third game.
All right. Well, Mike helped me. It's tied up 2-2 between me and Mike. You and Pat. 610-632-0975. And again, as you said, we all want to see Nick Foles play well. We all want to see Sudfeld play well. Christian Hackenberg, what does he do? Derek Gunn of NBC Sports Philadelphia said that they want to see, as I'm looking at his Twitter, he's told the Eagles are hoping to get Christian Hackenberg in for about 15 plays to see what he can do. He just got to Philly, of course, this past Sunday. So we'll see what exactly happens with him. We want to see them play well. We want to see everybody play well. Just this. The importance of what each player does, specifically, I lean more Foles, you lean more Sudfeld, and I don't understand why.
Because Sudfeld needs to show he can do it. I don't see why.
But like you said,
you're
he's
more
a professional.
Concerned.
You said
he hasn't shown.
He's a
don't
professional.
Don't get me wrong,
though.
He's a professional, but he's a professional that hasn't shown he can do it. Nick Foles is a professional that has shown he can do it.
In the biggest spot, which is the Super Bowl.
Yo, and I think y'all really forgetting. He went toe-to-toe with arguably what people argue between Montana and Brady as who's the best quarterback in league history. He went toe-to-toe. And the person that flinched was Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, people. Like, come on. Short-term memory. Like, it's short-term. It's
no
like short-term memory.
It's no
like
short-term
unbelievable.
Memory. I'm just saying he hasn't been able to practice because he's had the bad neck. And He has one more game after tonight, where Nate Sudfeld had last week, this week, next week, and the final game where you know he's going to play a majority of that game against the New York Jets in game number 4 before they get ready for the season opener against the Atlanta Falcons. That's all. He's going to have plenty of time. Plenty of time, yes.
Not against the talent we want to see him against.
Well, next week again, he'll have that second half.
It depends. Honestly, it depends because...
No, you just said going into the third quarter, they're going to probably play him a series, Nick Foles and the starters.
But the thing is, they want to see... This is the thing, like with last week. They want to see Sudfeld with starters because they want to see what he can do
right.
with the top talent.
Yes.
They don't want to see what he can do with the third string or the fourth string or people that they don't think are going to make the team. They don't want to see that. They want to see what he can do against the top talent. So tonight is a good... I'm quite sure what Peterson wants is what you want. I'm quite sure Peterson wants Nick Foles to have 2 sharp series so that he could get Sudfeld in and get him as much work as possible.
Yeah, and he's not going to panic. I'm not going to panic. I just want to see that more than I want to see Nate Sudfeld go 15 for 15, where I would prefer to see, as you talked about, a nice 10 play drive, 2 series, 10 play drives each, 5 passes, 5 runs in each. So he goes what? 10 of, he goes what? 8 of... What, you know what I'm saying? 8 of 12. And that looks great to me. That looks great to me. It says, you know what? Nick is all right. Nick is good to go. Next week, plays the first half, tears them apart, the Cleveland Browns, sits after he goes crazy against them. And I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, if Carson's not ready to go, I'm good. 610-632-0975. That's John Clark again joining us in the studio, Devon Givens, as we get you set for Eagles Patriots rematch, preseason variety, game number 2 for the Birds. We're asking about Sudfeld and Foles. More impactful game, which one do you want to see it from, Foles or Sudfeld? Which one means more to you? We want to see them both succeed, but I think the importance of having Foles have a more sharper time out there on the field, because it is going to be less time versus Nate Sudfeld, I think is Foles. John and Pat say it's Nate Sudfeld. 610-632-0975. Plus, like we always do before a game, let us know what you're watching for tonight. 610-632-0975. Who is it? We'll talk about it on the other side here on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest is now less than 2 weeks away. Do you have tickets? If not, stay tuned to The Fanatic for upcoming online ticket raids. And head to 975thefanatic.com to see where the next on-site ticket raid location will be. Hooters Bikini Beach. Fans, beer, food, exotic cars, interactive activities, Super Bowl champion Brent Celek, and NBA Rookie of the Year Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by the Tropicana Atlantic City, Saturday, August 25th, from Xfinity Live.
Hey, it's Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And here's what's great. They're just minutes from all the bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or you can check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com? TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pool your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays. Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes. In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Do you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes? Is your stomach full after just a few bites? Are you overwhelmed by nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain? You may be suffering from diabetic gastroparesis. Doctors are looking for volunteers for an important research study evaluating an investigational drug for these symptoms. Go to mystomachstudy.com to see if you qualify. You must be at least 18 years old, have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and have experienced some or all of these symptoms for at least 3 months. Study-related drugs, doctor visits, and tests will be provided to you at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. For more information and to see if you qualify, call 215-515-7423 or visit mystomachstudy.com. That's 215-515-7423 or visit mystomachstudy.com. Call today 215-515-7423. mystomachstudy.com.
It's been a long off-season without football, but FanDuel has spent it getting into the best shape of their lives. That means this. FanDuel is ready for more. More ways to play, more ways to challenge your friends, and most importantly, more ways to win. FanDuel also has new options for playing daily fantasy with your friends because the only thing better than winning cash is winning your friends' cash. Right now, you can get a $20 bonus when you make your first deposit on FanDuel. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/WillCane. Age and state restrictions apply.
It's official! Gary Barbera's on the Boulevard is the number one Dodge dealer from Maine to Miami. 2018 Challenger or Charger, your choice, $16,990. 300 Jeeps cheap from $12,990. Dodge Caravan or Chrysler Pacifica from only $16,990. It's official! As reported by Dodge, number one in Dodge sales, is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Sports talk for Mayfair and all of Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic.
.630, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons joined in studio by John Clark, former NFL player, Temple alum, and Philadelphia native.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to, because I don't want to forget before we get into all Eagles stuff.
All Eagles.
Henry Burris, Temple University, shout out. He made the Hall of Fame, Temple University.
Temple Hall of Fame?
Yeah. I saw it on Instagram. I don't know if they officially announced it today, but he
put it out there.
He made the cut. You know, I'm proud of him. Like my man T.O. said, this is my quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
That's my quarterback. You know what I mean?
He played for the Bears, didn't he?
Yeah, you know what? He actually did after me. But he was there with the Bears. He got his chance to play in the league. He didn't get a lot of snaps and a lot of starts. But he got his chance. But he tore the CFL up. You know, so he put up numbers, and he was a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's my quarterback.
That's your quarterback. That's my quarterback. Shed a tear for him. 610-632-0975. Nick Foles, Nate Sudfeld, which one do you want to see more out of? And explain why. Mine is more Nick Foles because I just want to see him sharp since he didn't play any snaps. Not last week, he's had the neck issue during training camp so far. I just want to see him a little more sharp. And John and Pat Egan are both saying Nate Sudfeld because, hey, next man up. If something happens, he could be the guy. I understand it. We both want, all three of us want to see those two quarterbacks play very well, and hopefully the outcome is the right side of the Philadelphia Eagles. But I lean more Foles. John and Pat lean more Sudfeld. Where do you guys lean? And also, who are you looking more forward to seeing tonight as the Philadelphia Eagles in game number two of the preseason take on the New England Patriots? 610-632-0975. Jazz in Philadelphia joins us on 97.5. Jazz, what's going on?
Not much. How you doing, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, Jazz?
Not much. So I'm my thought would be Nick Foles. And the only reason I say that is that you got to match the Patriots' energy. Tom Brady's a war-winning Super Bowl champ, too, and not that I like him, but, like, you know, he's out there playing, and he's out there, you know, doing preseason. So, you know, I think you got to match that energy, you know, with Nick Foles, especially with Alshon might not be week one. He might want to get that time with, you know, Mike Wallace, you know, the rest of the
Dallas Goedert, too, because he hasn't played with him either.
Exactly. So, you know, you got to match. Not that Nate Sudfeld is not important, but he's going to have those preseason games. And into my thing would be, you know, if Nick Foles is out there, and Nick Foles, you know, like you said, the first two series he does good, or even if he plays the first quarter, he does good. All right, well good. He's sharp, you know.
Yep.
But, like, I don't think you waste time to play. You know, this is practice hour. You know, the first game of the season is against a conference, you know, opponent. You know, you know, we got to make sure that Nick Foles is ready to play.
At the end of the night, Jazz and John and even Pat, I'm looking, at the end of the night, I'm feeling better if Nick Foles' outcome, you know, what he did with his time is more impactful than what Sudfeld
but
did.
But, Jazz, can I ask you, Jazz, if Nick Foles doesn't play a great game, are you really concerned?
If Nick Foles don't play a great game, I won't be concerned until next week, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, next week when you want to see him out there doing it again.
but the biggest thing is if Nate Sudfeld doesn't play well like he didn't do in the first game, you know, I'm not concerned either.
Oh, no, you know? No. What? Are you serious? If he has two bad games in a row, you're not concerned?
I'm not concerned as far as, hey, the team goes, and we're talking about, like, week one. You know, I don't even see, like, you know, him playing week one. I see, like, you know, you got to prioritize, you know, your staff. So you want to put Nick Foles in that position and say, hey, all right, well, you didn't do good in these first two series. I'm going to keep you off for two more series.
Well,
you know, so.
No, we got it, Jess. Thanks for the call.
I just, listen, I'm just not concerned if he doesn't do it.
Yeah, but, like, he just said, he said,
and
yeah,
he even said it. He wasn't concerned.
But he also said he's not concerned if Nate Sudfeld doesn't have a huge one.
Now,
huge
how
game
can
tonight.
You not be concerned about Sudfeld? If he doesn't do it in the second game, so what? You're thinking, like, oh, if he gets in against the bums, the third, you know, the third, fourth string guys, and he does well, then we're okay with that?
Well, you're going to see some of that tonight. He's going to play maybe some against the starters versus the Patriots. He's also going to play maybe some against the starters with the Cleveland Browns next week. We will see. We will definitely see. I hear you. But no, I disagree. I think it's Nick Foles. Again, at the end of the night, if Nick Foles' numbers, let's say 6 of 12, but they had some good drives, the running game was working, the offensive line making the push that they need to make, and he's... And I also think it's, since we don't know yet, it's all about how it happened.
I got a point for you.
It's all about how it happened. Did he overthrow? Did he underthrow? Things of that nature. Did he miss somebody late where, like we saw from Sudfeld last week, where he read it wrong, read the coverage wrong, and he threw it into the hands of the defender?
If Nick Foles has the type of game that Sudfeld had last week.
Yes.
Knowing Foles' history.
10 of 14.
Knowing Foles' history. Of what he can do and his playing history, if he has a game like Sudfeld has had last week, are you concerned?
10 of 14, 140 plus, two touchdowns, two interceptions.
Two interceptions.
Am I concerned?
Are you concerned?
No. No, I'm not concerned. No, because the only thing, again.
But that's not sharp. That's not two series of sharp, crisp play.
Are you talking about the same type of interceptions?
Same game. Same game Sudfeld had. If it is the same game, if Nick Foles has the same game Sudfeld had, would you be concerned? Because my thing is, the game Sudfeld had is not the game that you want from Nick Foles today. So if you're saying you're not concerned about the game Sudfeld had for Foles, then you shouldn't be concerned at all.
He's not Nick Foles. Don't even start.
Pat, did you just hear that, Pat?
Yes, he heard it.
Did you just hear
don't
that,
Don't even
Pat?
Start. Listen.
Somebody's backpedaling like Deion.
No, I'm not. At Steel 203, Jeremy Steele says, thankful for everything Foles did, but your boy John is drinking some juice over there. Foles. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to it. Big E and Woodbury is next on 97.5. Big E.
Hey, Devon and friend.
What's going on, Big E?
That's John over there.
They call me House. They call me House.
John.
Okay.
John Clark.
Hey, John. Nice to meet you. First time.
Yes, sir.
But with Devon, we go back a long way. All right, Devon, here we go. I always come out from the left field and I throw a curveball. Now.
Yes.
We have Patriots versus the Eagles tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I think you'd do if I was. You know, Peterson, you take Foles and you take Wentz and you take Sudfeld out as the captains. Okay?
Okay.
And you put them out there, give them the mind F, right? And then we're going to see if, the losing quarterback will shake his hand. That's what I think I would do, just to,
That might be something more.
Hit me for that again. I didn't get that.
Pre-game stuff about Brady and Foles. He didn't shake Foles' hands after they lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Brady and Foles.
Oh, okay.
Right. But see, again, I think that's more of, when it comes down to that, that's, as you know, John, as a player, you're doing that if it happens before the game starts, not even at the center, because it may not be Brady or Foles as the team captain for this preseason game. That's probably something that happens before that they even get to the coin toss.
What do you mean,
just shaking hands, talking, whatever it might be.
You know what?
A lot of people are looking for the handshake, John, since it didn't happen. I don't think it's a big deal.
At this point, I wouldn't care.
Biggie,
if I'm Nick Foles, I'm the Super Bowl MVP.
He already said he didn't care.
I could care less.
He already said he didn't care. He said he talked to Tom Brady last year when they had those practice scrimmages where they worked out together, the two teams. He said, I'm not worried about it. And, you know, we talked then, and it's no big deal.
I could care less. I could care less if he would have shake my hand. Goodbye.
Agreed.
Let's celebrate.
Agreed. 610-632-0975, according to Derek Gunn again of NBC Sports Philly. It looks like Corey Clement will not play for the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. Darren Sproles, Jason Peters also will sit out tonight's preseason game against the
New England Patriots. I figured Jason Peters will sit out. You probably won't see him till game one.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
I don't need to see him.
So why my goodness.
He's getting work in practice.
Nick Foles is getting work in practice.
No, he isn't.
He didn't get any work this week?
This week he did.
So he got work.
Not enough. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, battling Pat Egan and John Clark here about Foles and Sudfeld. Where do you guys lean? And also, during the game, don't forget, you can call us in-game. Game time is 7:30. Preseason action. Game number two. Patriots, Eagles, in-game live phone calls. As the game is happening, you can let us know what you think. We're going back and forth about Sudfeld and Foles, the impact of each of them tonight. What do you want to see more of? Who do you want to see more sharp? Foles or Sudfeld? I want to see Foles. John and Pat want to see Sudfeld.
You know, I want to see more sharp than both of them.
Who?
Vitae.
We'll get to that later. And also, anybody else, as he said, Vitae is the other guy he's looking at. Who are you looking at to have some success tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles? 610-632-0975. Milan, Kyle, Fidel, Dustin, and Brandon will get you up here on the other side. One open phone line here on the Fanatic.
This is 97.5, the Fanatic. After a lot. loss against Pittsburgh in preseason game one. The Eagles meet Super Bowl rivals New England Patriots tonight. 97.5 The Fanatic is the only Philadelphia radio station watching the game with you and taking your calls during the game. See a play you love? Call in to celebrate. See a play you hate? Call us to blow off steam. It's Eagles in-game live with Devon Givens and Joe Torti. Call during the game tonight on 97.5 The Fanatic.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kinder, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at CorpoliseBakery.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-3816. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-3816. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-3816. 1-800-400-3816.
Bob just bought a new car, which put a big dent in his wallet. Barb just bought a used car, so she's living with some little dents too. But Bree just bought at CarSense, where the cars are like new. And the guarantees are like nowhere else. And that makes Bob and Barb look a little dense. Car Sense. It's car sensational. On the web at carsense.com.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Attention landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
You want to meet Ben Simmons at FanFest? Coors Light wants you to meet him too. Join the Fanatic at Coors Light ticket rates throughout August leading up to FanFest. It's the only way you'll get a chance to meet Ben Simmons and get your picture taken with him. And everyone who wins a pass to meet Ben can bring one guest. Who are you going to pick? Go to 975thefanatic.com. Click on our events page to find the next Coors Light ticket rate Everyone who joins us gets a ticket to FanFest and can register to win exclusive limited access to photos with Ben Simmons, the NBA Rookie of the Year. It's all courtesy of Coors Light, official sponsor of the Philadelphia 76ers and 97.5 The Fanatic. Chances to meet Ben Simmons are coming up. Join 97.5 The Fanatic at Urban Saloon on Fairmont Ave in Philly on Friday, August 17th from 7 to 9. Enjoy $4 Coors Light drafts and bottles all night. For more information on FanFest and how you can join The Fanatic at our biggest party of the year, go to 97.5thefanatic.com.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan, because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com. Join the Fanatic at Coors Light this Friday night from 7 to 9 at Urban Saloon on Fairmount Avenue to register for your chance to meet Sixers Rookie of the Year Ben Simmons at Fanatic Fan Fest. Brought to you by Coors Light, official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details.
.97.5 The Fanatic. Oh, a couple people dropped if you wanted to get back in. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens, John Clark, again, former NFL player, former Temple alum, Philadelphia native, in studio with us until 9 o'clock. Pat Egan producing the show, talking Sudfeld and Nick Foles, and which one will have a more impactful, important night for you? Who does it mean more to in terms of what happens once the regular season gets started? 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. And not just Nick Foles and Nate Sudfeld. Who else do you have your eyes on in this game? John, we'll get to Vitae in the 7 o'clock hour so you can explain exactly why you want to see Vitae yet again. We'll talk to him about him in the second 7 o'clock hour. And I'll give mine. Pat Egan will give his, who we have our eyes on. But again, Nate Sudfeld, Nick Foles, and also who do you want to see what from tonight against the New England Patriots?
I got a lot more than Vitae because I'm prepared because I know you was killing me with the O-line thing last week.
Oh, I was getting you last week.
You know,
Yeah, 610-632-0975. Milan and Ben Salem is next on The Fanatic. Thanks for hanging on, Milan.
Devon, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Hanging out with John here and Pat.
What's going on, John? What's going on, Pat?
How you doing?
Doing good. I told you last night, Devon, I'm going to start calling in to you,
Hey, and I'm ready for it, my man. I appreciate it.
Today's a great day, man. We got Eagles football. My Malcolm Jenkins jersey came in, and I got that Bud Light package thing today.
Oh, you got that?
Ah.
Yeah, I was in line for like 25 minutes.
That was a good day. You had a good day.
That was a great day, man. And I had off from work.
Beautiful. When did you start pouring them back?
You don't. I had the wine bottle too.
Never open it, right?
No, I'm talking about not the one, not the souvenir. Talking about
the
Bud Lights that are not souvenirs. When did you start throwing those back?
I'm keeping that in the box, man. I'm not gonna see that box.
Look at that. What you got on the Eagles tonight, Milan?
But other than, like, I'm looking forward to Nick Foles. But other than Nick Foles, man, I'm looking more at the defense, because the defense always outplays the offense in the preseason, you know, because offense is really vanilla. They don't want to expose too much other than, like, you know, the zone blocking or whatever, like, scheme the offense is doing, like the line, whatever blocking scheme they're doing. They want to practice and implement the new system. But I'm looking for the defense, man, and see how Jim Schwartz is changing it up with Ronald Darby, if he's going to be playing, how much he's going to be playing, especially with Avante Maddox and Sidney Jones, like I said last night. I'm looking more towards the defense. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and I'm a big Sidney Jones guy, as you guys know, and I wanted to see him last week. He was my main focus, and we know he had, you know, he got the little injury with the ankle, but and of course, the penalty on the new helmet rule that they have going on. I am curious because even yesterday, and I haven't seen anything yet, Milan, that says Sidney Jones is Avante Maddox. We talked about it yesterday, that he's above the depth chart maybe right now in this particular game in front of Sidney Jones. So I like where you're going with that, Milan. Listen, thanks for the call, man. I like where he's going because we do know that there are position battles. Who's going to be that slot cornerback? And if Maddox is playing well, Bowsby is playing well, and Jones is not, That's going to be something that is going to be a storyline for this football team because of the name value that comes to Sidney Jones.
Yeah, I want to see Bowsby. I want to see if Bowsby can come back and play another good game because he played a good game. He showed up on the film. I know I say Vitae. People keep getting on me about the O-line, but I want to see him have a good game. I want to see him start taking that next step. You know, because like I said, my only true concern when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles is Jason Peters. I want him to be healthy for 16 games.
That's why he's not playing.
You know, like you said, you're not going to see him till week one. But that makes it that much more important for Vitae to keep taking those steps to be like a top-notch left tackle in the league. This might be his ceiling. This is the one thing that the coaches are trying to find out about him right now. Is this his ceiling? Will he get better? Or do we really need to go look for the future at left tackle? Because I know they talk about, you know, maybe Lane Johnson would go there. But right now, Lane Johnson has been playing right tackle for so long at a high level. I don't know if you want to move him. I don't know if you want to take the risk of putting him at left tackle and messing his game up. So right now, it's imperative that Vitae shows that he can take the next step and be a solid left tackle in the league.
610-632-0975. Fidel Mount Airy joins us next on 97.5. What's up, Fidel?
Hey, what's going on, House? What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
It's Paizan. What's up, baby?
Hi, what's up, Pai? How you feeling?
I'm all right, man. Yo, who cares about Sudfeld? I care much.
Tell
about
him, Fidel. Go ahead.
I care much about Hackenberg as I care about Sudfeld.
Now, I explain
why.
It's
a third-string quarterback. Who cares?
I'm not saying I don't care about Foles. What I'm saying is if he doesn't have a good game, I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to act like the world is coming to an end. Pai, stop.
Foles is a veteran now. Who cares? He's all right. He's going to be okay.
See, that's my point. We agree then. We agree.
I want to see which receiver steps up in case Alshon is gone for a couple weeks. That's what I want to see.
Well, Mike
Wallace still has
it. Well, see, Fidel, that was my point. That was my point with Nick Foles because they have not played together yet. So I want to see if they have a connection in the event that Jeffrey's not available. Mike Wallace is your number one, and you have to get used to both him. Dallas Goedert is also a new addition to the Philadelphia Eagles. These are people that he has to get that rhythm with in order to, again.
Just keep trying to stare at the Foles.
Hey,
just keep trying to stare at the Foles.
You have
you're
one side,
gonna,
I have
just
another.
Just going to keep staring at the Foles, no matter what. My man just brought up wide receivers, and you're going to throw it back on Foles.
Well, they have to catch it from him, don't they?
Hey, let's go bring Macklin back.
Nah, I'm good. See, we agree on that,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, we both agree. Yeah, Macklin can go. I'm good.
One year. I can't see it hurt for 1 year.
Nah, you wanted to bounce. You had your chance. He had his chance to
Thanks
stay.
Thanks for the call, man. I think
he had his chance to stay.
He got $1 million.
He chose to leave for extra million.
Yeah, and he's
now, and what you get for that?
He's released from Baltimore
Ravens.
Yeah,
you could have had a ring. You could have came here and got your ring. You wanted to go there. So, no, I'm good. Yeah. No Macklin.
No, I'm good. I'll let the other guys do their thing. 610-632-0975, Dustin in the Northeast. What's going on, Dustin?
Fellas, how are you?
Good, man.
Big John. Yeah. I was just looking up your stats, man. 6'7", 345, dude?
Yeah, man. Big fella.
He's little, Dustin. Don't worry. Don't let him fool you.
Dude. Devon, can you even see it through the shadow over there?
That's why I said he's little, man. You know what I mean?
You get him on the baseball court, though, Devon. He'll be running.
Hey, man.
Oh, no. Ho. Don't get it twisted. You better find out. Yeah. You get me on the basketball court. That's why they call me House. A house to paint. Don't get it twisted.
Twist that ankle, Dustin.
Real quick, before I get into my Eagles point, because I do want to talk birds with you. But, John, I got a question for you. When you went to the combine, how many times you put up 225?
Oh, I sucked at it. I think I only put it up like 13 times. I was terrible. Listen, I have to definitely admit, I needed to get stronger. That was my problem. That's why I was drafted in the sixth round, because I had good feet, good athletic ability. Like you said, 6'7", 345. My problem was strength. I had my whole first year in the league. That's all my O-line coach talked to me about. Make sure I get stronger.
Because when I was looking at your bio on the internet, they were saying that you were, I'm a younger guy, Devon knows me, but I'm a Temple guy too. I'm a Temple guy.
Okay,
but,
to you, baby.
I saw they were talking about how good a footwork you had and you were good, like you were a good mental player, like you knew the game. Mm-hmm. So I was just curious about to see what your strength was like, or how many times you threw it up. But listen, I got somebody that I'm going to be looking at more than, I mean, I know it's only preseason and we're not going to see all the nicks and crannies, but I'm sure nobody's going to say this to you. But I want to see what Jim Schwartz does against Tom Brady, because last time they played, Tom Brady lit that defense
up. Yes, he did.
I think we have one of the best defenses in the league. But I'm really curious to see, because last week, I mean, start off the game with that big Fletcher Cox sack. He was sending Malcolm Jenkins in on a blitz.
And he doesn't usually do that. He doesn't usually do that.
I know. I was surprised. I really want to see that. But when it comes down to the quarterbacks, I really think that anybody that says that Nate sucks up, I need to see Nick Foles have a crisp, good couple series. But Nate Sudfeld's important because I think down the road, I think he's going to be worth something in a trade just to get his trade value up. Because people are talking about getting rid of Nick Foles to get somebody else in. And it worked last year with both quarterbacks. I don't even know why you would risk it. And real quick, one last point.
Real fast.
How come nobody's talking about picking up Dez Bryant or making a move on him?
Dust, thanks for the call, man. We talked about that last week. We'll get into that a little more on the other side. John Clark joining in studio. I'm Devon Givens. Pat Egan behind the glass, 610-632-0975. Kevin, we got you first. I promise when we get back, and we'll continue this Eagles conversation. Game time kickoff is 7:30. Eagles-Patriots preseason game number 2. We're talking about it. You're on the Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. After a loss against Pittsburgh in preseason game 1, the Eagles meet Super Bowl rivals New England Patriots tonight. 97.5 The Fanatic is the only Philadelphia radio station watching the game with you and taking your calls during the game. See a play you love? Call in to celebrate. See a play you hate? Call us to blow off steam. It's Eagles in-game live with Devon Givens and Joe Torti. Call during the game tonight on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And here's what's great. They're just minutes from all the bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or you can check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com? TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pool your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
So, John, what should the Eagles' focus be this season?
Eagles fast play, for sure.
As opposed to what?
I'm talking Eagles fast play tickets from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Playing's faster than our wide receiver running a slant.
Faster than our defense blitzing the QB?
Oh, yeah! The game's got progressive top prizes, plus second chance drawings for Eagles game tickets, meet and greets, autographed merchandise, and more.
Wow. I'm gonna get mine fast.
Fast play. Play fast, win instantly. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year!
years.
Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more.
For 2 years, my jaw's all on the floor.
Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR.
Yeah.
And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term or DVR promo, regular rates apply.
It's official! Gary Barbera's on the Boulevard is the number one Dodge dealer from Maine to Miami. 2018 Challenger or Charger, your choice, $16,990. 300 Jeeps cheap from $12,990. Dodge Caravan or Chrysler Pacifica from only $16,990. It's official! As reported by Dodge, number one in Dodge sales, is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's bring you the Fall Hunting Classic with all the latest gear and the lowest prices of the year. You can trade in your old gear for even more savings. Earn up to $100 in club points. Plus, take advantage of free hunting seminars and kids' activities. Don't miss the world's greatest hunting show and sale, the Fall Hunting Classic, August 10th through the 26th. Visit BassPro.com and Cabela's.com for more information.
Gargano in the morning, Martinez and Mays midday, Missinelli afternoon, and Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
.702-97.5 The Fanatic, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. The Joe Torti Show from 9 to midnight. Joining us in studio as Pat Egan is producing the show, John Clark back in the house from last week when we were here together during the preseason game number one, which was, of course, Steelers-Eagles. They fell to the Steelers in game number one at the Link. Tonight they are in Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots. Kickoff is in about 27 minutes, and we will be taking your phone calls like we did last week during the game.
Yes, sir.
In game. So if you see something that you like, that you don't like, whether it's Foles, who we focused on, Nate Sudfeld, who we focused on in the first segment, first hour, give us a call, 610-632-0975. Could be the defense. Could be Doug Peterson making a bad play call in the preseason game and it has you losing your mind. Or maybe you won't because it's the preseason. You're the Super Bowl champion and it's Doug Peterson and he's too cool and you don't mind it. Whatever it might be, we will be taking your phone calls again. I know this is something different that we're doing. So, we just want to let you know and remind you that we are doing that, taking your phone calls during the game. 610-632-0975. Kevin, we're coming to you in a second. Everybody else, hang tight. We'll get to you as well. We've been talking about Foles and Sudfeld, who you are looking more to have a bigger night, more impactful night. It doesn't have to be huge, but more meaningful night for the player, whether it's Foles or Sudfeld. I said Foles. You and Pat said Sudfeld. We have our reasons. But we also want to know who you're looking forward to seeing tonight on the field. You mentioned Vitae as someone on that left side in for Jason Peters.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a starter on the left side. No Jason Peters tonight, according to Derek Gunn. So he's going to be out there with the starters yet again. He has familiarity with them. He knows that offensive line. He knows the signals. He's good to go next to Wisniewski. He has familiarity with the Patriots defense from their time playing against each other in the Super Bowl. So he had played well. But as you pointed out last week and still want to see him this week, you want to see him sharp.
I think he played well. I think he was serviceable.
Okay.
I think he was serviceable.
Okay.
I think we won in spite of him. Yeah. You know, I think he did okay. So, like I said, that's why I want to see him take the next step. I want to see him get better. Don't get me wrong. He could be serviceable again. But I'm not sure we can go a whole 16 weeks playoffs with Vaitai as our starting left tackle, unless he shows that he can take the next step. And for me, that next step is being more physical at the point of attack. In the passing game, in the run game. In the run game, I want to see him hitting people instead of reaching for people. Catch up to people with your feet. As far as his passing game, defensive ends and defensive tackles are taught to be in their rush lanes. Get in their rush lanes, you know, and kind of circle the quarterback, if you can understand that. As an offensive tackle, he needs to learn to get those defensive ends off of those rush lanes. And the only way you can get them off of those rush lanes.
Is that more wide, you mean?
It doesn't make a difference. Okay. He just needs to make sure they restart. Okay. That's the biggest thing. You want to make a defensive end restart. You want his feet to stop so that he has to go to a second move. You don't want him to be able to go to one move and transition to a second move smoothly on you, because then that's a problem. Because one, as an offensive line, you're backing up and he's more athletic. So you want to be able to make him stop. You want him to stop his move and go to a second move. And right now, Vaitai is not doing that. He puts his hands out there, he reaches, and he kind of rides him around the pocket. I want to see him punch and move him. And that's what I want to see.
More in control, basically. Because as you're saying, you're just hitting and reaching and running around with them. You're letting them get more leverage because they're basically getting what they want by trying to put that pressure on the quarterback, where you want him putting his hands and saying, no, we're going to drive you backwards.
I want to see that defensive end stop. Back. I want to see that defensive end stop and go to a second move. I want to see your punch make that defensive end and say, whoa. Stop. I want to see that head jerk back. I want to see that head jerk back, and he got to stop for a second and go to another move. That's what I want to see from Vaitai.
Okay, and no Corey Clement tonight. Also, according to Derek Gunn, I'm looking at Zach Berman of Philly.com. He is saying they will be out without Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Agholor again. Now Mac Hollins is out tonight. So we are looking at Wheaton, Gibson, Aiken, and Ward as the wide receivers for Nick Foles. So I need Nick Foles to look a lot towards Mike Wallace to see what exactly happens.
I'm quite sure they have a package set up already for Nick Foles and Mike Wallace to try to get them on the same page early on.
Absolutely.
I'm not worried about that at all.
Absolutely. 610-632-0975. And who I'm looking forward to seeing the most from tonight. You know what I want to see tonight? I want to see Jalen Mills tonight. Last week it was Sidney Jones. Mm. I want to see Jalen Mills because he always competes. He competes. Even if he's not the fastest, he's not the tallest, he's not the strongest, he is a fighter. And you know, going against the Patriots, it means something again.
And from what I hear, he's took his game up to another level. They're saying he's taking another step.
Okay, I want to see Jalen Mills tonight. Now, there's no Randy Moss on the other side or anything like that. But still, don't let Chris Hogan go off if he's playing tonight. Not a big deal, but I just want to see him because we know that he's the one who is not. Yeah, Darby and Jones are the ones with the name pops.
Don't get me wrong. This is a preseason game, but the team that they're going against.
The Patriots.
It's the organization. Granted, like I said, I hate everything Boston. That's number one. And the fact that the Eagles beat them in the Super Bowl really doesn't make a difference. The Patriots are an organization that executes. They're coming to execute their offense, their defense. They want to get their reps in. So understand that Belichick is coming to do that. So this is a perfect game to test, to see where you're at. Because understand, Tom Brady, for whatever series or amount of plays that he's in that game for, he's going to attack you. He's going to throw the ball. He's going to be accurate. So this is, as they say, with a barometer, a good barometer to see where you're at. You know,
nice test.
As a player, definitely a nice test.
Yep.
Especially in the second preseason game, because you could probably get a quarter out of Brady right now.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's good. And again, he's going against Brady. So I'm looking at Jalen Mills tonight. 610-632-0975. Who do you have your eyes on for the Philadelphia Eagles against the New England Patriots? We'll hear from Pat Egan at some point with his. But let's go back to the phones and Kevin in Philly, who's been waiting patiently on 97.5. Kev.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Kev? Thanks for waiting.
Thanks, man. Couple of different things. I mean, I'm looking at the linebackers because obviously that's been a position of concern. I don't know who they're throwing out there tonight, but I just want to see kind of like hard work. It's preseason, like you guys said. I mean, it's nothing too special, but see what they're putting out there. But I'm looking at Maddox because I think we're going to need the nickel corner down the road. I'm sold on Sidney Jones. I think he's got a lot of talent and he's going to take over as one of our primary corners.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing Maddox, if he can actually develop into that
Is that why you think they're if he is the primary nickel for tonight with the first team, Maddox over Jones, is that why you think they put him out there to get a better look at him with the better talent opposite him?
I think that would be one part of it. I mean, I also think this year there is a chance Sidney Jones is our nickel corner. I like Jalen Mills. I think Darby can come back strong. So, I mean, it might not be this year that he takes over, but I think there's just too much natural talent there to not be one of our main cornerbacks moving forward after this year.
You talking about Sidney Jones?
Yeah, Sidney Jones, yeah.
Well, you know, I want to see my man Rasul Douglas. He didn't have a good game last week. I got to see my man do well because he has good size, good speed. I got to see him make that next step where he can put it all together. Absolutely. Hopefully he does it this week.
Right.
Yeah, and one more right before I go. I mean, it's a stretch, but I did hear some rumblings that, and hear me out before you judge me on this one, but I did hear some rumblings that Hackenberg might play. The only reason I want to see like some kind of little flash there is because I think he needs to be mechanics-wise rebuilt, and I think the Eagles organization is by far better than the Jets organization in terms of prep to do that. And Sudfeld, I think, is an restricted free agent after this year. So if he shows something, somebody might give him some money. Nick might get some money in free agency, so we might be looking for a backup quarterback moving forward.
It ain't going to be Hackenberg, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, definitely not going to be Hackenberg.
No, no, you're absolutely right. Put him on the practice squad. Thanks for the call, Kev. Really appreciate it. The Raiders also picked him up, and he was only there for like a month. They cut him.
I don't see Hackenberg making it. Like, the only reason he would make it to me, like you said, he has practice squad eligibility, so they could put him on there and see what he, like you said, see what he can do with a whole year of them. As they say, quarterback whispering to him
yes,
to see what
different
happens.
System, you know, you feel better about them. They're the Super Bowl champs. They've done some nice things.
But I'm
of the
belief that Foles is not leaving, so I'm not concerned about that.
Yeah, you are.
When it happens, we'll talk about it.
Jeff McClain of the Philly.com, Philadelphia Inquirer, says the following Eagles aren't expected to play. This is from his Twitter account, @Jeff_McClain. Wide receiver Mac Hollins, Carson Wentz, Nelson Aguilar, Alshon Jeffrey, running back Corey Clement, Josh Adams, Donnell Pumphrey, Darren Sproles. None of those guys will be eligible to play tonight. Safety Chris Maragos, you know he also had the injury from a year ago. Special teams ace Brandon Graham still out. Asante Brown, linebacker, out. Jason Peters, as we know, out. Same for defensive tackle Tim Jernigan. So those are the names that are expected to miss tonight's game rematch preseason variety against the New England Patriots. Josh Adams,
mm-hmm.
And we talked about it last week, local guy and Notre Dame product, and you want to see him succeed. We've seen what the Philadelphia Eagles were able to do with Corey Clement, undrafted out of Wisconsin, comes mm-hmm. in, does what he does, and we are expecting a lot of big things from him. Josh Adams comes in here into Philadelphia with a lot of good, you know, a lot of good stuff on his side. But unfortunately, he has not been able to stay healthy. And he had an okay game.
But that's the thing about the NFL.
Steelers.
You got to stay on the field.
You have to stay on the field. So I'm guessing Jay Ajayi and Mac Jones. And I don't know who else. Wendell Smallwood.
Smallwood is playing for a spot.
Yes,
like,
he is.
He's playing for a spot.
Yes,
so I would hope to see that he comes out excited about the fact that he gets more reps today.
And he got beat up a little bit last week, and that's always the thing about him. The best ability is availability, and he has not been able
to
stay on the field. He, again, is fighting through whatever is hurt to make sure he's out there while he auditions for another spot on this team.
You have to show in the NFL that you can compete with injuries or dings, as they say, bumps and bruises. Because the question is not when you're going to hurt. You're going to hurt in the NFL. It's just that simple. The question is, can you do it? And can you still play at a high level when you have the aches and pains? And Smallwood needs to show that he can do that, or he won't make the squad.
610-632-0975. That's John Clark, former NFL offensive lineman and Philadelphia native, Temple product, joining us again in studio until 9 o'clock. We will be taking you, I'm Devon Givens. We will be taking your phone calls in game as the Philadelphia Eagles get set to take on the New England Patriots from Gillette Stadium out there in Foxborough, home of the New England Patriots. We were talking about who we want to see something from the most tonight, who we have our eyes on. Vitae, 1. Rasul Douglas, 2. for John Clark. Jalen Mills, for me, I just want to see Jalen Mills just do some things tonight for the Philadelphia.
You want to see that he doesn't get bit on the slant and go?
Yeah, I want to see some of that. I want to see him get a little aggressive like he always does, but be able to bounce back from it. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen a lot from Roddy McLeod. That's a name that's been quiet. You know, I'm a big fan of their safety tandem with Jenkins and McLeod, so I want to see something from them. Donnell Pumphrey. Another one that it's just not working out.
Listen,
for him.
He better get on the field. He better get on the field, or he's gone. Like they're not. You don't make that. As they say, you don't make the club in the tub.
No,
it doesn't happen.
No,
it doesn't happen.
It does not happen. Does not happen. Matt Collins, guessing is, you know, not that big a deal. We know that he's somebody that's going to be on this team, and he's going to play a primary role for them, backing up, of course, the starters, Aguilar, Wallace, Jeffrey. We'll see Matt Collins in a lot of different areas out there on the football field.
Another player I want to see from is Josh Sweat. Because with
good name,
with Brandon Graham, we don't know what's going to go. You know, we hope that he'll be ready for game, you know,
I think he's
game
fine.
One.
He's a vet. He made the biggest play in the Super Bowl. I think he's good to go.
But you're not, this kills me. Like, it's like you're not concerned about him, but you're concerned about Foles.
I think he's good.
Like,
he's
good to go. He doesn't need a preseason snap at all. He's ready to go.
I didn't say that. I want him to play next week.
But I think Josh Sweat, he needs to show something, and I want to see Michael Bennett. I like the pickup of Michael Bennett. I think he can have the type of effect that Long had last year, because he's a
Chris
veteran.
Long, yes.
Yeah, Chris Long. He's a veteran pass rusher. He can show them the little nuances of the game, like that Chris Long showed them. They had an interview one time, and they were talking about Brandon Graham were talking about how Chris Long showed them how to pass rush on different levels, things that just little small stuff that made them better as a defensive line. And I think Michael Bennett can do that same thing, because he comes from a defensive system where their whole thing is to get to the quarterback. You know, get to the quarterback, tackle the running back while you're on your way to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Michael Bennett could definitely be a good influence, especially for somebody like Barnett, who's coming in his second year. We want to see what type of gains he's made, because a lot of scouts want to see what you do as a player after you get that first offseason under your belt. You know, when you go that's the biggest jumps they want to see. They want to see that jump from your first year to your second year, because after your first year, now you know what you need to do to make it through a 16-game season or playoffs or blah, and for the Eagles, Super Bowl. So you know now what you need to do to get ready for the upcoming season. So that's when they want to see the biggest jump. They want to see what you do with your offseason, how do you get prepared for the next season, and have you made that jump now that you're ready, that you can be somebody that can be counted on to take us to the next level as a team. So I want to see that from him. I want to see, actually, I think it was it Jez, I think, brought it up.
The caller from earlier.
For Schwartz. I don't know who brought up Schwartz. Jim Schwartz is not a big blitzing defensive coordinator.
And I would like to see more.
And I think, I'm hoping that him blitzing last week is showing his confidence in the defensive backfield. And I'm hoping that increases. Because, like I said, we have depth back there. I think we could be exceptional. I really do think we can be an exceptional defense. If the backfield locks down and that pass rush gets after the quarterback, like I know they can, we can be an exceptional defense. Another caller called in earlier. My only concern is the middle of the defense with the linebackers. With Hicks and Bradham, I'm cool. But we need to find that weak side linebacker.
We
need to find that weak side linebacker.
Jerry has been a name out there. We know about Corey Nelson, and nobody is really standing out except for Kamu Grugier-Hill, the special teams ace. And
they're complaining about the fact that he's undersized.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If he can get the job done, I don't care. I don't care.
Cover that tight end.
I don't care.
Don't let him, you know. Just let them do what you need to do, and do not let them get out there and make big plays. That's it.
And the thing about the defenses of the NFL now, we don't necessarily need him to cover the tight end. We can find a way to, you know, put him in a certain package where that's not his responsibility.
Yeah, because sometimes we've seen where they'll bring Malcolm Jenkins in, let him do that. Corey Nelson will be the other backside safety out there with Roddy McLeod, and they can do all that other underneath stuff that confuses the offense.
So, you know, now is all you always hear, hybrid. It used to be a time they never wanted a hybrid player. In the NFL, people know back in the day, it used to be, if you didn't fit their number as far as what you were supposed to be for offensive lineman, defensive back, you didn't get a chance. It was rare that you got a shot. Now with the, you know, people being more inventive with their defenses, plugging people in, like now you put a safety in as your weak side linebacker on certain downs.
Like Deion Buchanan from the Arizona Cardinals. They draft him safety in college. They put him in the box away.
And he's balling.
And he can hit. That's a big dude.
He is balling.
Right, so he's that hybrid safety, but has that body type of a linebacker where you're okay and you're not wearing his body down too much because his physicality, he can handle that.
So I think Schwartz, we have the type of guys that Schwartz can do that with. So I just want to see what they do. I'm big on the defense.
I like the blitzing. And I just do because it seemed like every time they do, it works.
I like the blitzing if you can lock it down on the back end.
Yes, of course.
Now that part,
we did not know if they could or could not a year ago until they got back on the field. The concern, the number one concern, was the talent base of the corners.
Mm-hmm.
They've proven that they have some talent out there now with Mills and Darby on the outside and, of course, backing up with Jones, Douglas, and the other two, the new guys, Bowsby and Maddox. They have talent there, and that's a good cornerback room. Now, maybe you can implement a more, take some chances from time to time.
More of an attacking style defense.
We saw last week when Malcolm Jenkins got to the quarterback in the first part, first quarter.
Yeah, because they blitzed.
And when they do it, it seems like it works. And I'm not saying go heavy blitz. I'm saying pick your spots because, as you said, he's not known as a defensive coordinator that likes to blitz. He likes to go to his base defense and then mix other things up within the personnel to do all that stuff. But, hey, man, you can throw that blitz in there from time to time. That thing works.
It's effective, especially when you have...
Got you thinking. Got the quarterback thinking.
Listen, especially when you have a Brandon Graham, Chris Long, Michael Bennett,
Derek Barnett,
and you have Holy Nada, and you have people that
Fletcher
can push
Cox,
Fletcher Cox that can push the middle. Now you have gaps that can open up where a D-back can get skinny, or even a Michael Bennett. Like you see them small shoulder pads he wears.
Get skinny. Say that again.
Get skinny. You want to, when you see a hole open up, you want to get skinny. You want to get as small as possible to get through the hole. So whether you turn your hips sideways, you want to try to get skinny and get through the hole.
Gotcha.
As Drake says, them angles. You want to show the angles. You want to get your angles. So you want to get that.
It's
angle.
It's all about the angles. Like Derek Barnett, he does rushing the quarterback. Get low, get that angle.
You got to get that angle.
Get to the quarterback.
And get to the quarterback. Michael Bennett does that better than most defensive ends. He turns his body, gets skinny, gets in those holes that Fletcher Cox is going to create with his penetration. I'm excited about what our defense can do. If that defensive backfield holds up just a little, we're going to be a problem.
610-632-0975, Devon Givens. John Clark, again, former NFL player, joining us in the studio, played for the Bears and the Arizona Cardinals. Pat Egan producing the show. We're asking you, who are you looking forward to seeing tonight? Who do you have your eyes focused on as they play the New England Patriots? 610-632-0975. Game time starts in about 7 minutes, and we'll take your live in-game calls as things happen right here. Quick break. Jay, we'll get to you on the other side on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic. After a loss against Pittsburgh in preseason game one, the Eagles meet Super Bowl rivals New England Patriots tonight. 97.5, The Fanatic is the only Philadelphia radio station watching the game with you and taking your calls during the game. See a play you love? Call in to celebrate. See a play you hate? Call us to blow off steam. It's Eagles in-game live with Devon Givens and Joe Torti. Call during the game tonight on 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. Now, when you come to Conkerville Nissan for service, you're going to see faces you recognize. Talk to people who know you and get service you can trust. Because driving your car off the lot is just the beginning of the journey. That's why I and world champion Fletcher Cox get our cars from Conkerville Nissan. Fletcher just picked up his 2018 Midnight Edition Murano. After training camp, Fletcher will share his Conkerville experiences with you and tell you about the AI DuPont Hospital for Children SAC Challenge. Lease a new 2018 Rogue S all-wheel drive, just $199 per month for 36 months. months, will total due at start of 1935 or a 2018 Sentra SV for only $139 per month for 36 months with total due at start of 1875 or buy any new Nissan with 0% financing for 60 months. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Online at 202Nissan.com. That's 202Nissan.com. Tax, tax, and title extra. Prior sales excluded. Rogue S priced at $26,604. VIN number JCA28013. Sentra SV priced at $19,696. VIN number JY273004. Vehicle must be in stock and delivery taken by August 31st, 2018.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense? Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
It's official! Gary Barbera's on the Boulevard is the number one Dodge dealer from Maine to Miami. 2018 Challenger or Charger, your choice, $16,990. 300 Jeeps cheap from $12,990. Dodge Caravan or Chrysler Pacifica from only $16,990. It's official! As reported by Dodge, number one in Dodge sales is Barbera's on the Boulevard, the best boy, I guess.
Some stores
are just stores.
Are you almost done, Mom?
And then there's our store. Guess where we're going, everyone?
Yay!
Come and experience the newly upgraded Berlin Farmers Market. With over 75 indoor stores and over 500 outside vendors on the weekends, there is something for the whole family. Open Thursday through Sunday on Clementon Road in Berlin. Online at BerlinFarmersMarket.com.
Sports Talk for Sellersville and all of Bucks County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Oh.
Game 2 preseason action, Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. I'm Devon Gibbons and with John Clark here in studio, former NFL player, Pat Egan behind the glass. You guys on the phone, 610-632-0975. We were talking Foles and Sudfeld. Most important game tonight for who? The impact of what they do out on the field. Again, we disagreed. We both want to, we all three.
No, we don't disagree. We just disagree on what the outcome is.
What the outcome is in terms of who you want to see more from.
Yeah.
Yes, I say Foles. You and Pat say Sudfeld. And on the phones, it seemed like I got the, you know, majority of the backing.
No, you didn't. Everybody, listen, they agree. They agree with you in the sense of they want to see them do good. But they also agree with us that if Foles doesn't do good, is not a big concern.
Okay.
It's not a big concern.
All right, I don't know what you were hearing. 610-632-0975. And also with the game about to get underway, who are you looking forward to seeing most tonight? Something, again, that they do in this game. What are you watching for tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles? 610-632-0975. This is a rematch of the Super Bowl, but it's a preseason variety. Still means something, though, because we have not seen the Patriots since the Super Bowl win in February. And you're going to start to see some highlights again. You're going to see Tom Brady and Belichick, and the Patriot fans cannot stand the Philadelphia Eagles. There, it's just going to be great to see it. The outcome, you want to win this one. You lost last week to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but you want to win this one against the New England Patriots. So who are you looking forward to seeing most tonight? 610-632-0975. And with the game about to get underway, you see something that you like? In-game live phone calls here on The Fanatic with John and I here until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti from 9 to midnight. He will do the exact same thing. Take your phone call in-game right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Again, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Sicklerville, John, and check in with Jay on 97.5. Jay, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I wouldn't say this is who I want to see most, but is anybody else curious in seeing the boy that played rugby, the boy that we drafted?
I forget how you say his name, but Maya, hey,
I couldn't remember how to say his name, but I'm kind of curious to see if they want to utilize him. I mean, I don't remember hearing his name last week.
Last week, everything that we got, though, he played all right for his first time on the field, Jay. Everybody said that the return was that he played pretty good for the first time being on the football field.
The thing is, I'm quite sure the Eagles don't want him to do too well.
No,
no, I'm serious. Because no, honestly, the thing is, he's not going to play this year. Like, he's not ready to play in the NFL season.
He's not going
to
shake anybody's spot.
But the thing is, you don't want to have to have a roster spot for a person that you don't think is going to actually, you know.
Practice squad.
You're hoping to get practice squad. But the thing is, if he does well enough, somebody else might say, you know what, you go ahead and release him. I'm going to pick him up.
Or so that's why. God forbid. But I don't remember, seeing him out there. Where was he at? Where did they put him at?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. If you're not hearing his name, if you're not hearing his name called out, that's a good thing. Honestly, I didn't see much that stood out from him. So to me, that's a good thing. But I would definitely be looking today. We're going to actually look for his number. We're going to try to highlight his play.
Got it. Yeah.
That's a player we can actually highlight. We're going to try to look out for his number. So, and like Vitae, 72. If you see 72 flash across the screen, I want to see what he's doing.
Yeah, man, just because I'm curious. Hey, man, thank you for what y'all do. Man, I just came back from overseas deployment. I was listening to y'all over there, man. I appreciate everybody at the station, everything y'all do, man.
Thank you for what you do.
Hey, man. Listen.
Thank you for your service, brother.
Appreciate it, Jay. Again, thanks for your service, man. Really appreciate it, Jay. That, and again, he... Reading things, it seemed like he had a nice game, as you pointed out. You didn't hear his name.
You didn't hear his name. You didn't hear too many people saying he had a bad game. So we could definitely look out for him today. Make sure we put a spot on him.
We're
just going to make sure we watch him.
Mialati, I think is how you pronounce it.
I'm not trying to listen. You see why I just stick with my man Vitae's last name.
Big V.
I'm not messing up names.
That's all you do. 610-632-0975. Brian in Collinswood is on 97.5. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
DG, good job as always, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
John Clark, first time I've heard you.
Thank you, Brian.
Dude, you're great.
I appreciate it.
I might throw you under the bus a little bit, though. You talked about the rookie defensive end.
Josh Sweat, yes.
No. The first round pick.
Ben. Oh, not the rookie. You mean this is second year, Barnett.
Barnett. That's why I was confused. Barnett, Bennett. he had a long season last year. He never went through anything like that in college.
Mm-hmm.
So I think asking a lot out of him, especially to start the season, might be asking a little bit too much.
No, I think that's
maybe.
I think that's why he can make the jump now, because he knows. See, going into last year, he didn't know what it was going to take to make it through an NFL season, and he did it, and he actually did well. So now coming into his second year is where he makes the jump. He can make the jump now because now he knows what he needs to do to get his body right, mentally, physically, to make it through 16 games, make it through a playoff, and get to a Super Bowl and win. Actually, he's ahead of the game when you think about it, because now he knows what to do. He's made it to a Super Bowl.
I got you. I'm just saying it's the longest season he's ever played through high school, college. He was with Tennessee. And before he cut me off, I agree with you also. Sudfeld has to show up tonight.
Get out of here, Brian.
Bye. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, B. Appreciate it. Derek Barnett, no, I mean, listen, first of all, he made that big play in the NFC Championship game, stripping Case Keenum for the turnover where they got the fumble. And again, just taking it back down the field, we saw bunches of points for them at the link in that NFC Championship game. That kid is going to be good, man. And he's learning from some good people, Brandon Graham. And now you have Michael Bennett, Chris Long. He's learning from some really, really, really good people.
So hopefully, like I said, hopefully he can make that next step. Hopefully he can take the next step. So I'm with people when they say, you know, I want to see first game sacks. I'm sorry. I just want to see it from him.
No,
I
understand.
And, you know, he went to Tennessee, so I think Reggie White, you know, so that's, I want to see
broke
it.
His records.
I want to see it. I want to see him do his thing.
I got you, man. And again, the game is just getting underway against the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots.
My man Nick Foles.
And if you see something that you like or don't like, give us a call, 610-632-0975. In-game live here on The Fanatic with John Clark. Again, former NFL player, Temple alum, Philadelphia native. I'm Devon Givens. We are here with you until 9 o'clock. And we want to see exactly what happens tonight with this game. Is it going to be
first play. Vitae's in the quarterback's lap.
Is
That's
he?
What I'm talking
see?
About.
See? Okay, well.
He's getting put in the quarterback's lap. He has to be. Watch the play. He got to be more physical. He has to be more physical.
If you guys have a problem with that and you see exactly what John is seeing and you want to call and talk to John about that, since he did play offensive line in the NFL, give us a call again, 610-632-0975. Bobby and Sewell on 97.5 joins us. What's up, Bobby?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
Good. You were asking what player I was looking to see tonight, and I'm not too sure if he's going to play tonight, but Sidney Jones is the one that they've been saying in training camp. He's been looking real good, and it'd be nice to see something at him, considering he missed all last year and all the hype that's building around him.
I had my eyes on him last week, Bobby, and we all know about the flag with the helmet-to-helmet hit and also the ankle turn that he had. So, I definitely want to see a little more from him tonight as well, Bobby.
Yeah, it was a little scary injury considering it was with the ankle. We all thought it was Achilles.
Exactly. You thought he re-injured.
Yeah, listen, our jaws dropped as soon as he went down on the knee. I'm like, please
right,
get up.
I was waiting for that series. But, I'm going to have to go with Sudfeld on this one because I don't see the rush for Foles. It's just a preseason game. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not a rush. It's just a rhythm overall.
Yeah,
and you see,
a couple snaps,
you see how high, and just now he just threw a high pass to
but
the
that
running
wasn't,
back.
That wasn't, that's not his fault. That's okay. Vitae just got put in his lap again.
All right, well, Vitae
just got put in his lap again. You can't, the quarterback cannot keep, he can't get hit. And as a left tackle, you have to make sure the quarterback remains clean, and he's not doing that right now.
All right. Thank you.
You got it, Bobby. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Jason Peters not playing tonight, so Vitae is the left tackle for your Philadelphia Eagles. Three and out real fast for the Birds. Nick Foles and company not successful.
That was not a good series.
Not a good series. So I guess it won't be two series. We'll see him a little more against the New England
Patriots. But it wasn't the series that was his fault. That was a two bad pass sets by your left tackle, gets pressure on the quarterback, and then the running play, I think they lost like 3 yards, 3 or 4 yards on that first running play.
Jay trying to go wide. Looks like he didn't even catch it clean, did he?
I think it looked like he fumbled a little bit, but he just, three bad plays. We definitely need to see more. Hopefully it's a lot better. By the surrounding cast, just not by Nick Foles.
And what exactly was it from Vitae that was wrong? As he allowed the defender to get into Nick Foles' lap.
The one thing as a quarterback, you don't want people in your lap. You don't want to be, you want to be able to throw the ball and be able to release the ball and get a clean follow through without bumping, getting hit. Now, I understand that's the game. You have to be able to throw the ball under duress, but you don't want it to happen all the time. So when you just have two out of three plays as pass plays, and on both plays, your quarterback gets pushed into the quarterback's lap, that's a problem.
It is a problem.
It can't happen.
Hopefully it does not continue tonight, and he cleans it up with the next time the Eagles get back on the field for their next series.
Tom Brady's in the game.
632-0975. In-game line phone, in-game live phone calls here on the Fanatic as the Eagles take on the New England Patriots in preseason game number 2. John Clark again joining us in the studio, former NFL player. Pat Egan is behind the glass. I'm Devon Givens. 610-632-0975. What are you looking for tonight? And as the game is happening, let us know what you see. Get it off your chest immediately right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Harry Nays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And here's what's great. They're just minutes from all the bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or you can check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com? TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville.
Hey guys, if you've been hurt in a serious accident or injured at work, it's important to hire an attorney that not only puts you first, but truly understands the complex process of an injury case. For my buddy John Cardisco and his team at Cardisco and Sale, personal injury law is what they do, and they've been doing it successfully for over 30 years. And trust me, you want the attorneys at Cardisco and Sale handling your personal injury case. In addition to their injury law experience, the team at Cardisco and Sale is well known for their commitment to customer service. Now, you rarely see that with the big box firms. Communication, responsiveness, and a client-first attitude is paramount in everything they do. So if you've been injured and need legal help, contact John and his team of attorneys today. They will fight for you till the end and achieve the results you deserve. But don't just take my word for it. Just read one of the over 200 five-star reviews they've received from the past clients they've helped. To find out more, check them out at csinjurylaw.com. That's csinjurylaw.com.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782. Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Oh, it's so quiet around here now that Dave has gone back to college.
Yeah, I'm just glad he got a new iPhone when we bought ours at T-Mobile.
Definitely. Hey, let's check out his feed and see what he's up to. Oh, look, here's a photo of him in the library. Oh, he's so studious.
Yeah, and there he is in the quad hanging with his friends. See, he's doing fine.
Oh, look, David just posted a new video. Oh, that's not... That is David.
Yeah.
What is he? Is that safe? Can we still ground him?
No, but maybe we should unfollow him.
It's that time of year when kids head off to college. So join T-Mobile and keep the whole family in touch. Because now when you buy one iPhone 8 and trade in your old phone, you get an iPhone 8 on us after rebate. Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
If you cancel, remaining balance is due, plus tax for well-qualified buyers. Qualifying trade-in, port-in, service, and finance agreements required. $29.17 a month times 24, total $700. 0% APR, allow 8 weeks.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Have you won Fanatic Fan Fest tickets yet? Go to Hooters off Princeton this Friday night from 7 to 9 for a Fan Fest ticket raid. And the Fanatic ground crew will have tickets in hand for you just for stopping by.
.745, 97.5, the Fanatic. And as we come back from the commercial break, it looks like the Patriots are up 6-0. Tom Brady to Chris Hogan for the score, awaiting the extra point for the Patriots. It is now 7-0 Patriots on the first drive by the New England Patriots. I'm Devon Givens, joined in studio again by former NFL player John Clark, former offensive lineman, Temple alum, and Philadelphia native, as again, the Patriots are now up 7-0. Guys, we want to know from you. We saw a little bit here in the studio during the commercial break, but we want to know from you, what happened? We saw a lot of the young guy, Davante Maddox. What happened? And he just got scored on by Chris Hogan, a veteran who's, you know, Tom Brady. Chris Hogan, crafty, gotta be ready.
You better be ready at that slot receiver.
And we saw a couple of penalties that looked like Roddy McLeod put his head down on the tackle. We don't know what exactly happened. What did you guys see? 610-632-0975. Maddox looked like he got worked a little bit there, John.
Rookie. My thing is this. Do you think that the New England Patriots didn't see this as a rematch? Because from what I'm seeing, they've taken this game very seriously. The defense is flying around. Tom Brady is out there executing the offense. They're taking this game very seriously. Far as that last play with Maddox, it's going to be tough because nobody works that receiver like Tom Brady does. He works that slot receiver position. He makes people work there. So you have to stay on your player the whole way through. But I will say that the pass rush should have got to Brady. They let him extend the play, so that gave Hogan the chance to break free on Maddox at the last second. So it's a little bit on Maddox, it's a little bit on the D-line, but we all got to get it together.
And that's why it's the preseason, but we want to hear from you. 610-632-0975. In-game live phone calls. As the Eagles and Patriots game happens, we are talking about it here on the Fanatic, both with John and I until 9, and Joe Torti from 9 to midnight. Pat Egan is producing shows here. 610-632-0975. Let us know what you see. We go to Jackie in Deptford just for that very reason right here on the Fanatic. Jackie.
Hey, Maddox just got schooled.
What happened, Jackie?
Well, there was no follow-through.
He didn't turn his hips fast enough, huh?
That's right, that's right. He did the first part right, but he had no follow-through. So,
well, as John pointed out too, Jackie, the defensive line, they have to find a way to get to Tom Brady quicker and not allow the secondary. And, of course, especially with a short field like that, when you're in the red zone, you got to get there quick.
Yeah, I was a little worried, but you got to give it to him. But we'll still be good.
Well, thank you, Jackie. Appreciate the in-game live call giving us an update. 610-632-0975. 7-0 Patriots in front of the Philadelphia Eagles right now in the first quarter. Let's go to Bill next in King of Prussia for some in-game live conversation here on the Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, Devon, I've spoken to you a few times. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you. We're also here with John Clark here in studio, former NFL player.
Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Nah, not a problem, John Clark. I apologize. I wasn't able to listen
No, no worries. No worries. Hopefully you'll be hearing from me a lot soon.
I talked to you guys a few times, but watching that play, how do you call that in the NFL? I mean, he's lower than the receiver. His head is underneath his shoulder pads. And they call that lowering the head.
And for those who are listening, I mean, did not see the play, we're talking about safety Roddy McLeod.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous, Devon. I mean, he's dropped. He intentionally, I think, lowered his head. He made sure he didn't leave with it. It got under his shoulder pads. And the receiver is higher than him on the hit. How do you, I mean, I understand they're trying to work through it. That's complete BS. And if this is the way they're going to call the season, they're going to lose a lot of people. And people will still watch, but they'll tune out very quickly in games if they call it this way.
Well, thank you, Bill. John,
we actually don't agree. Because for me, watching that play, I can understand why they threw that flag. Because if you watch the play at the last second, he goes in level, but at the last second, right before contact, he drops his head even lower, just enough just to try to get that little edge. And he can't do that. He has to keep it that same plane all the way through the tackle.
Yes, but didn't the runner also do the very same thing?
Yes, he lowered his head. He lowered his head to get low. But what I'm saying is if you watch McLeod, when he's coming in, he comes in on one plane. So you can see his whole body is level. At the last second, he drops just his head. Not his whole body. The receiver who was initiating contact, he dropped his whole body to initiate contact. I understand it. But he got low with his whole body. McLeod was already low. He was coming in low for the hit. At the last second, he dropped his head, just his head. And it changed his, you know, what they say, that changes the plane. And that's why they threw the flag. So don't get me wrong. I don't like the rule, but I understand that as a player, you have to make adjustments to the rule or you're going to cost your team. So we can't have it happen. We can't go to the ref with your hands up. You have to make the play. You have to make the right play.
610-632-0975 as the Eagles again are driving against the New England Patriots. Right now, 3rd and 8 for the Birds. Just a drop pass right
special
there.
Special teams play
by
on
Kamar
the kickoff
Aiken,
return.
But it also looked like, yes, Chelsea Gibson, we'll get to him. But it also looked like timing was a problem for Nick Foles and new wide receiver Kamar Aiken. Exactly my point. Timing was a problem.
Did you see what I'm talking about with Vitae?
Yes,
did you see
I
him
do
going
see.
Right back to the quarterback's lap. Right back to the quarterback's lap.
And now there's a sack and they're going to punt again. So, again, I want to see a little more Nick Foles. But let's go to Jesse.
I need Peters. I need Jason Peters.
I do too. Let's go to Jesse and Pensaw. Oh, Jesse just hung up. So we're, again, 610-632-0975. John, again, he's in his lap. What happened?
He's just getting pushed back. He has to be stronger at the point of attack. He needs to make sure that defensive end stops. He needs to stop that defensive end's feet to make him go to a second move. And right now, he's not doing that. Right now, that defensive end, all he's doing is running them to him, putting his shoulder down, and driving him to the quarterback. Because that's just as good as any pressure. Putting a 350-pound man in the lap of the quarterback while he's trying to throw the ball is not a good look.
And by the way, I wanted to see Jalen Mills. I'm seeing Jalen Mills with street clothes
yeah,
on.
Jalen Mills
so
is
I was
not
wrong.
Playing.
How about my man in Shelton?
That's why all the young guys are out there.
Yeah,
we were wondering
exactly.
Why all the young guys. I'm like, why is Rasul Douglas out there already?
How about my man Shelton Gibson then? That's who I wanted to see.
I just changed real fast
because speed kills and he had a nice kickoff return. That guy, last week we saw the 63-yard mm-hmm, touchdown mm-hmm. from connecting
with Sudfeld.
And he got away from the defender. Good thing to see. And here with the kickoff returns, an opportunity for him to play not only special teams, but maybe some wide receivers.
And that helps him make the team.
Yes.
As the coach says, the more you can do. The more you can do. As a sixth rounder myself, I went into the special team coach's office like, what can I play on? What can I do? What do I need to do for you so I can make this squad? When you're coming in as a rookie, you need to make sure that the coach can say, I can use him for this, that, and the third. And if you can get a fourth out of him, that too. I'm serious.
Gotcha. Absolutely. Make that team. Get on the field any way possible.
Any way possible.
At Mike Tomasco on Twitter says, my boy House. Great to hear you on the radio. Number one, I want to see Mike Wallace get some consistent separation and get open. Number two, I want to see Rasul Douglas not getting torched every other play.
He did all right the last series. It just, that was more on Maddox in the pass rush the last series. And the penalty, because the penalty moves him down closer. Granted, it was already a first down because I think he was sprinting for a good 20-yard gain at the time. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is, but we can't have those penalties. And like I said, that rule is a big rule right now because it's a new rule. And especially in the preseason when the refs come out, when the league comes out with a new rule, they make sure they emphasize it. They make sure they send all the referees to the camps. They send them all to player camps and say, look, this is the new rule. These are the new rules. This is how this is going to be enforced. This is what you need to do. So now when we get to a preseason game, they're going to make sure they throw that flag, even if it's just in the gray area, just to let you know, that was a little iffy. So that, and I'm quite sure they're going to throw the flag in the regular season, but I doubt very much if it's at the consistency that is being thrown right now.
Well, we have a tweet, and I'm going to give it on the other side because it is talking about that very penalty from Rodney McLeod. You guys are going to have a nice little battle on Twitter and over the air, you and Bill, based on what he's saying. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, joined in studio by former NFL player, Philadelphia native, and Temple alum John Clark, as we take your in-game live Eagles-Patriots phone calls. Birds down right now. In the first quarter, 7-0. You see something you like, you don't like, give us a call. 610-632-0975. We'll keep the conversation going right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, their role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. And it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state. But that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. Now, when you come to Conkerville Nissan for service, you're going to see faces you recognize. Talk to people who know you and get service you can trust. Because driving your car off the lot is just the beginning of the journey. That's why I and world champion Fletcher Cox get our cars from Conkerville Nissan. Fletcher just picked up his 2018 Midnight Edition Murano. After training camp, Fletcher will share his Conkerville experiences with you and tell you about the AI DuPont Hospital for Children SAC Challenge. Lease a new 2018 Rogue S all-wheel drive, just $199 per month for 36 months will total due at start of $1,935 or a 2018 Sentra SV for only $139 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1,875 or buy any new Nissan with 0% financing for 60 months. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Online at 202Nissan.com. That's 202Nissan.com. Tax and title extra. Prior sales excluded. Rogue S priced at $26,604. VIN number JCA28013. Sentra SV priced at $19,696. VIN number JY273004. Vehicle must be in stock and delivery taken by August 31st, 2018.
It's no secret the way we shop and where we shop is changing. Sometimes the adventure of shopping is half the fun. At Berlin Farmers Market on Clementon Road in Berlin, shopping still is an exciting adventure. Come and see the newly upgraded facilities. 75 indoor stores, 500 outdoor vendors on the weekend, family fun night every Friday evening with activities and events, plus a great variety of restaurants and food options. Berlin Farmers Market truly has something for everyone. Open Thursday through Sunday. Berlin Farmers Market, where shopping is an adventure.
Walgreens has you covered with the trusted summer essentials you need, no matter where you go this summer. Whether you're swimming in the pool, hiking in the woods, or playing at the beach, Walgreens has sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and more at a great value. So before you go out there, come in here and prepare for summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now with card, buy one, get one free on hundreds of vitamins through August 25th. Equal or lesser value. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer Sales Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. When you come to Conkerville Subaru for service, you're going to see faces you'll recognize. Talk to people who know you and get service you can trust, because driving your car off the lot is just the beginning of the journey. That's why I and world champion Fletcher Cox get our cars from Conkerville. Fletcher just picked up his SUV from Conkerville. After training camp, Fletcher will share his Conkerville experiences with you and tell you about the AI DuPont Hospital for Children SAC Challenge. Now's the time to drive home the Subaru you have always wanted. All 2018 Outbacks, Foresters, Imprezas, and Legacies are 0% financing for the month of August. You all know Subarus are built to last. Buying one with 0% financing makes so much sense. While you're there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, the first full-size Subaru SUV. It's fantastic. Visit 202Subaru.com. That's 202Subaru.com for inventory and details. 0% finance deal ends August 31st, 2018. Conkerville cares.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
Making some noise. 801-975 The Fanatic. Devon Givens, John Clark here in studio, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, as the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots are battling right now. Preseason game number 2 up in Foxborough. Birds, Patriots, and John, the Malcolm Jenkins hit. This thing is going to be a problem. Malcolm Jenkins just had a hit on Cordarrelle Patterson where he got his hand on the football. It was a little out of reach, but it was a play that was being made on the football. Malcolm Jenkins comes in, leads with the shoulder to make a statement. He did not get his face mask, it looked like, or the helmet, but they threw the flag.
This is where...
this is going to be a problem.
But this is where I say we work the kinks out in preseason. Because, like, you know, the refs, they see film just like we see film. They'll go back and analyze the game that they, you know, that they reffed and see where they can say, well, you know, that was questionable. Maybe we shouldn't have called it there. Or even spots where they missed it and where they say, you know what, we didn't throw a flag right there. That's one you need to throw a flag on. That's the one. So they have to come back and work on it just like the players are working on it. So it's going to be some, you know, sometimes it's going to be a questionable one where you're like, I don't know. So we just got to bear with it and just hope that, you know, it doesn't affect the season of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We can bear with it, but we can also complain about it when it happens. So 610-632-0975.
But they got off the field anyway. They got off the field.
Because of it, but I'm saying it, but it was a first down now because they threw a flag.
But so it's going to be that same way across the league for everybody.
No,
everybody has to learn how to deal with it.
But as a football fan, you're watching the games overall, and you want to see some good football. You want to see hits that you feel like are legal hits. There's no malice to it in terms of trying to – well, it is because it's a violent game, and you're trying to knock guys out. Malcolm Jenkins was trying to make a statement there, and he led with the shoulder. Again, similar to what he did to Brandon Cooks in the Super Bowl, and he threw the flag.
My thing is when I say we, as an NFL, like as a former player, I say we.
Yeah, say that so people don't know you're not saying we, the Eagles.
It's we, the Eagles. I'm talking about we as an NFL.
As an alum.
As an alum, as an organization. You have to learn to make those adjustments, and they will. But the thing is, when that happens, you can't say, oh, woe is me. You know, they're calling the penalty. No, you have to get back to the huddle, figure out how you can make the adjustment as a player so that they're not throwing that flag on you. The thing is, It hasn't messed up the college game. They have the targeting rule in college. It hasn't slowed the game down. It hasn't stopped big hits from happening in college. So just like they figured it out in college, they have to figure it out in the NFL, and they will.
No, they do. You're absolutely right. They do have to figure out the adjustment and how tough is it or how tough is it not. And right now, and again, it appears that Nick Foles is having timing issues with his receivers. We'll see if that happens and gets better throughout the duration of the game. It still is
early. Negative 6 yards for the Philadelphia Eagles offense.
Exactly. First quarter, still action going on for the Birds and the Patriots, down 7-0. Birds currently with the football, 610-632-0975. Live in game phone calls with you and us here, John Clark, Devon Givens, here until 9 o'clock. My man, Joe Torti, he'll be in from 9 to midnight doing the exact same thing. Late start time, too, for the game, 7:30, so you'll have a lot of opportunity to not only talk to Joe during the game, but also post-game you can get in and share your thoughts. Now, John, before the break, before we get to the phones, 610-632-0975, Bill says, tell John, in terms of Roddy McLeod and that penalty,
yes, okay,
he drops below the receiver's head. Even though his head drops, it's dropping under the receiver, so he hits at shoulder.
That's not my problem with his play. I'm not talking about if he's lower than the receiver. What I'm saying is, if you watch the play and they slow it down pretty well when they, because the I don't know who's doing the broadcast that they slowed it down to watch the play. If you watch McLeod come in. Once he lowers down to get down for that hit, at the very last second, he drops his head even more. Just his head. It goes down maybe an inch or two. But that's just that small little drop. If he gets hit in the right spot, he can get hurt. And that's what they're trying to take out of the game. They're trying to take that injury out of the game. They're trying to take that spinal injury out of the game. And granted, don't get me wrong, the owners are also trying to look at their bottom line on their pockets. Because they want to say,
oh, no question,
when it comes to liability, look, we've taken the hits out of the game. We've taken the head out of the game. So please stop talking about concussions and blah, 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 blah. This is about their bottom line. But at the same time, as a player, if you want to earn the checks, you're going to have to learn to play within the rules that they set up. And if you don't do it, best believe there's a million guys out there that'll take that $450,000 or $600,000 a week to come play football. Trust me when I tell you.
No, you're right about that. You're absolutely right. That's why they have, what, 90 players on the roster.
Listen,
right now,
man,
whatever it is.
Trust me.
610-632-0975. Let's head to the phones. In-game live conversation. Birds currently with the football. We talk about it live right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mitch in East Windsor is next on The Fanatic. Mitch.
How you guys doing?
Good, Mitch.
Thanks, Tim Cole. I also want to see them get rid of these chop blocks. Too many knees. Too many, the cheap shots with the knees. I don't know, the run backs, but I hope they can get rid of that out of the game, too.
Well, I mean, they've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
But see, the thing about the chop block, since they've taken the headshots out of the game, you know, you only have a small window as a player to be able to tackle. So the chop blocks, the low hitting, that's going to be part of the game. They can't take out, you know, they can't take away the whole body. You have to be able to hit somewhere. And I understand that, you know, where people say, you know, knees will get hurt and blah, blah, blah. But like I said earlier, the NFL is looking out for their bottom line. So right now they're not concerned about knees, hips, ankles. They're worried about the heads and concussions of their NFL players.
Well, maybe they can save money that way. Maybe these players can get guaranteed contracts like the baseball players.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's definitely not going to happen. They're not giving them guaranteed cash.
What I want to see is Fletcher Cox. I think he'd be the next Rosie Greer, Deacon Jones. And thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Mitch. Thanks for the call. We know Fletcher Cox is a man, and he does a lot of good things. Right now, who it looks like he's having a problem with the men on the other side, of course, of the New England Patriots. Vitae, yet again, John.
It's getting worked.
Is getting worked by the defensive ends of the
New England Patriots.
Getting right in the lap. Now, again, Nick Foles looks like he has some issues timing. Mike Wallace, we've seen a little miss. We saw the completion at Bryce Treggs. Again, if you guys have something that you're seeing, Vitae is getting worked, y'all. And yes, it is the preseason, but he's getting worked. And we think Jason Peters will be ready game one.
He needs to be ready.
But he needs to be ready.
To be ready right
for
now.
Game number one, because Vitae is getting beat.
This
badly
is not. This doesn't make me feel good. And this doesn't make me feel good for Jason Peters getting hurt during the season. That's my thing.
Yeah, but like, I'm not. Why would it make it work last year?
Because it's,
everything just clicked?
Because it's the end of the season. No, it's the end of the season. You know, you don't get a lot of film, so they got to make adjustments. But also, you try to protect him. Right now, I'm quite sure they're not protecting him. Right now, he's on his own out there because they want to see what he can do.
Sure.
Once you get into the season, you can try to protect him more, send a running back out there to chip, maybe put a tight end over there. You can do things to help him out. So I'm quite sure Peterson doesn't want to do that because he wants to open up his offense. He doesn't want to have to leave people in to help the O-line block.
And he shouldn't. All the stuff people, that he has, he wants to be able to utilize
the more people you get out,
those
the more,
options.
You know, the more people you get out into the pass routes, the more people are open, the more chances of big plays. So I'm quite sure he doesn't want to leave those people in the block. He wants to see Vitae hold his own. And right now, he's not doing it.
He's not doing that. 610-632-0975. The Birds punt the ball again. No score for them. Down 7-0, still late in the first quarter. And the Patriots currently have the football. Look like, again, timing issues with the quarterback and the receivers. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that Vitae is not holding up his end of the bargain while Jason Peters is in street clothes on the sideline. In-game phone calls from you, 610-632-0975. Danielle joins us from Philly on 97.5. Danielle.
Hey.
Hey, Danielle.
Well, yes, Vitae is obviously having some issues. So we're just going to hope and pray that Jason Peters is going to be ready week one. I was really calling because I'm a huge Eagles fan. I want to go to Fantasy Fest. I've been there every year, and I'm a girl.
You want them tickets, boy. They want them tickets.
Oh, Mike's show. Mike does that.
That's not the only reason I call. And I'm a diehard Eagle, like, till I die. And the whole Foles-Wentz thing, I think we'll be okay. Let Foles play a little bit. Wentz can come in. And I think we'll be good.
Okay. Well, listen, we appreciate the phone call and the honesty, Danielle, about the Fan Fest tickets. So hang on. As you said, since you are a lovely lady, we will give you Fan Fest tickets. So hang on and you have a chance. So you make sure you find Pat Egan, me, and John Clark at Fan Fest and say hello, Danielle.
I will.
You
we'll
got
see you
it.
There. We'll definitely see you
appreciate
there.
It. Thank you. Hold on. Danielle will be with us on August 25th, live from Xfinity Live, from 1 to 6. The only way in is to win tickets from the Fanatic, just like Danielle did, but you have to be a female. None of the guys can ask for the tickets because you're not going to get them. Fan Fest is presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. Experience more this summer at Tropicana Atlantic City. Ben Simmons, he will be at Fan Fest. Go to 975thefanatic.com and find out how you can score a meet and greet with Ben. Brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. More that is in store for you at FanFest. Bikini Beach is back. It's a beach oasis in the middle of Xfinity Live parking lot created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. Spider Mountain and Monkey Motion bungee rides, all courtesy of Betty's Bounces. Lamborghinis and Ferraris on display from Imagine Lifestyle's exotic rentals. Someone at FanFest will win a football trip to London. Provided by Big Game Travel. Visit biggametravel.com for details. Sal Palantonio, Eric Carabel, Ron Jaworski, Tom McGinnis, all on site at FanFest. The Jump Off, that's the band performing on the main stage. Super Bowl champion Brent Celek will also be on site with us at FanFest. Just go to 975thefanatic.com for a list of upcoming ticket rate locations and times. 610-632-0975, Devon Givens. John Clark, former NFL player, Temple alum, and Philadelphia native in studio, helping us talk about this game as we do in-game live phone calls with you as the Philadelphia Eagles take on the New England Patriots, currently trailing with 3 minutes to go, 7-0 in the first quarter.
Tom Brady's still in there. He's still in there.
It's only the first quarter. He should still be in there, right?
Well, he had two sharp. Oh, I just dropped
nice
the ball.
Drop
great drop. Great
Chris
drop.
Chris Hogan. Let's go.
Great
to the,
drop, Hogan.
Let's go to South Philly and Spider next, joining us on 97.5. Spider.
What's going on, bro?
What's going on?
I'm all right, man. Listen, I got total faith. I don't have total faith in Doug Peterson, so all the little problems we're having right now, I trust that he's going to get all that corrected, so our Birds are going to be fine. I kind of want to talk about this foolish rule they have. Like, that helmet rule is trash. It's going to really ruin the game. And for me personally, I think that they should just make everybody sign waivers. That's all. You getting paid all this money to play this game. You know it's a violent game. You know you can get hurt. You know you can get concussions. That's not our problem. You know what you signed up for. You're making all this money. Take care of your money so later on in your years, your money can take care of you. That's how I feel.
Well, I got to lean on John here as a former football player. How do you feel about
I'm
that?
I'm taking a breath. Give me a second.
I got to take a breath.
Listen, what I'm saying is, I understand we play a violent game. We definitely play a violent game, no doubt. But this is the thing. For people, and I actually suggested that maybe, like, something would be along the lines of a waiver, player sign a waiver. But this is the thing. But to equate the fact that they're getting money and say, oh, you know, they got so much money, so it's okay for them to suffer a traumatic brain injury, is two different things, you know? So I don't equate the two together. What I would say is, especially for players coming up in my era, they didn't tell us what concussions were. You know, they didn't tell us what...
I feel you on that, John. I'm sorry, because I know y'all probably going to cut me off, but I just wanted to say this one point real fast. I feel you on that. So for the guys before this new era, I can understand that for them. They should be compensated. But everybody now, everybody is aware of what can happen. We know what's going on. You have all the info you need. So you know what can happen, bro. You know what you're signing up for. Policemen know they can get shot and killed in their job. You don't see them, when something happens to them, they don't sue the city and stuff, do they? No, they know what they signed up for. So as a football player, you know what you signed up for.
Listen, man, Spider, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Again, this hit rule, John, is going to be a problem. We just saw a play where it looked like it was Edelman. Was that Edelman?
Edelman, Bradham hit him.
Caught something across the middle. Bradham with a solid, solid hit on him across the middle to lay him out before he got the first down. Lowered his shoulder. Delivered.
Now, I want to see the play again. But I want to see the play again. But maybe for me, maybe I'm seeing it wrong, but it looked like the offensive player was going to go down without Bradham having to give him an extra hit.
Okay.
And that's the thing. That's what they're trying to take out of it. Like, if the player, and this is the part of the game that is going to have to change mentality-wise, because even as an offensive lineman, I was taught the play is not dead until the whistle blows. So I was always taught, you know, when you see a play going downfield, we follow that play downfield. And you peel off defensive linemen standing around the pile.
Yes, John Runyon style.
But that part of the game has to come out of it now. We can't play it that way. They don't want to play it that way. People don't want to see it that way because of the injuries they've seen, far as head injuries, traumatic brain injuries. People don't want to see it, so we have to take it out
but
of the game.
But guess what, John? Everyone that we've seen so far tonight, nothing was helmet to helmet. Even the Rodney McLeod one.
I just gave you the Bradham one. The player was already going down. Bradham didn't have to come in and hit him. He didn't even have to come in and hit him. He was going down.
But that's just you enforcing your... Listen, I'm here. You know how that goes. I'm here. The same way you said it. Defensive linemen are doing what they're doing. You come in, clean up that pile. You guys start pushing and shoving and fighting. No flags, but you guys are just making sure you're letting that defensive end know.
You had to stop that, though.
My man, I'm here. And you're going to recognize that I'm here.
But players had to stop doing that. Offensive linemen had to stop peeling off defensive linemen off the pile because they were throwing flags for that. So just like they had to make that adjustment, you have to make that adjustment. Or you're going to cost your team.
This stuff is going to be...
And you're not going to get your payday. It's just that simple.
This is going to be key. It's going to be a conversation all year long. And if the ones that you guys have seen in-game, guys, if you have something on it, give us a call. 610-632-0975. Because John is saying it from a player perspective. I'm saying it from a fan perspective. Same with Pat Egan. I know how Pat feels. These look questionable to be throwing these flags. Now, the Eagles just got to stop, and they have to attempt a field goal, the New England Patriots, here with 16 seconds left in the first.
Hey, they got two stops. They didn't do that in the Super Bowl. Hey, listen, they got two stops.
Two stops, yeah. They
got two stops. They didn't get a stop. They didn't get a stop till the end of the game and in the Super Bowl.
These hits are going to be a problem, John. It's going to be talked out about quite a bit.
Listen, I agree with you on that. I definitely agree with you on the fact that all season, this is going to be a question, all season, especially if it costs somebody a game. If it comes up a penalty on a big play, then it's really going to come up. But at the same time, like I said, you have to learn and make the adjustment because if you don't, you will not play. And just like the last caller said, those big game checks that you know you want to get, the next player will get because he will make the adjustment. You know, so if you don't want to do it, the next man will.
610-632-0975. In-game live phone calls as the Birds take on the Patriots right now in Foxborough. We'll take your phone calls. Damon in University of Albany is joining us on the Fanatic. What's up, Dame? You're at University of Albany?
Yeah, I play football out here. I'm a student athlete for University of Albany.
Good luck, man. Good luck this
fellow
season.
Fellow headbanger.
Thanks, man. But I, you know, originally from North Philadelphia, you know, diehard Eagles fan out here. But
represent.
So I do. So I want to talk about the right now, the scariest thing I'm seeing right now is that with Alshon Jeffrey down, and I'm only nervous because Mike Wallace is really a deep threat kind of receiver. And if you pay attention, even on the one where he did the little drag route and Foles
had, missed him out of bounds, yeah.
He had to rush. The one he had to rush it a little bit simply because Vita let the man get some pressure. And on the slant, Mike Wallace is kind of alligator arming a lot of these catches.
I wonder if that's more preseason, Dame. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think it's more of that usually guys that go down the field are usually used to guys being either behind them or on a hip. Instead of guys being in front of them where they got to catch the ball. Because if it's Alshon Jeffrey, the ball is caught.
And if it's Nelson Agholor, it's probably caught.
Yeah, it's probably caught. And the real upside I'm looking at is that I don't know if y'all seen it when they show like the triple move. I think either Edelman or Hogan did on Darby. But Darby is looking real good out there, man. He's looking real good.
He recovered. He didn't bite like he did a season ago on those double moves. Yes.
Good. He's looking real good. He's looking like somebody because, you know, he's really the most athletic corner out there. Pretty much the most athletic person on the defense. So I'm just really liking what he's saying. But I really think that Mike Wallace thing, I think that need to be something that need to be looked at, man, because, you know, we can't be alligator armor.
All right. Well, listen, Dame, again, good luck to you this season, man. Do your thing out there. We really appreciate the phone call. Mike Wallace, he's saying that alligator
armor. I actually didn't see it, but I want to know if anybody else saw that.
Well, like I said, the one that I saw really on the sideline, Foles rushed it. So as he tried to tiptoe along the sideline, he wound up out of bounds anyway, way out of bounds. Mm-hmm. So he kind of basically forced him out.
I'm just meaning the alligator arm thing.
I did not see.
I didn't see the alligator arm.
And again,
that's what I wanted,
alligator
know.
Arm in the preseason because he thought, again, he might take an unnecessary shot. I don't know. We didn't see it.
If he did it, no. Even if it's preseason, we can't show the alligator arms.
Okay.
No.
Okay. No. But again, we did not see it. So we're asking you. Damon just said he looked like alligator armed it.
We're asking you guys
what you think. 610-632-0975. Let's see what John and Malvern has on the Birds Patriots game right here on the Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, Devon, man, long time no talk.
It's been a while, man. I got my partner here, John, and you know what the game is on. We got to, you know, have some guests in.
I'm watching it, man. I'm a big fan of your cousins. I'm a Villanova alum. I'm sort of disappointed.
Thank you.
He didn't get to play for us, man.
But, I know. He's happy in Phoenix, though. It's all good.
That's good. I'm proud of him anyway. Of course. Eagles, I was thinking about these rules and the hit rules and all. It's a shame, in a way, but at this moment in time, these rules have to come along because the Eagles, we have a really hard-hitting, aggressive team defense, and this is going to work against us, I think. It's just a damn shame in my mind. I'm like, you know, it's just the timing of it seems lousy for our particular team. We got a lot of guys that hit. But John's right. You got to adapt. You got to adapt to the change in the rule. You just have to learn to arm tackle better and wrap up and not leave with your helmet. I mean, they're just going to have to learn that. But I'm just thinking out loud that it's kind of a shame that, you know, it's this year because, you know, we have this defense that likes to hit.
No, and I agree, John. And listen, last week when John and I were talking about this, I was saying the same thing about the adjustments that they're going to have to make. But we've already seen where it's a questionable thing on each play. As John said, you have to adjust. But even in the adjustment that they have to make, they look like they were already clean. The only one that John questioned was the McLeod one. Every other one looked like it was a legal hit.
Yeah, and even the McLeod one, it just makes me mad. I guess I shouldn't be, but it's just you got to let these guys at least, even if you put your shoulder in there, I don't want to see him call this because the helmet happens to incidentally be there because the other guy lowers his helmet too. The offensive player. I mean, that's crap. You know, I mean, you gotta let him tackle. It can't just be turning into two hand touch here.
I have a problem. I got you, John. Good to hear from you, man.
I think the adjustment comes in the rule once, if, I don't want to say once it happens, if a game is affected or changed because of that rule.
You know it's going to happen.
Now, you know, I can see, definitely see a Jerry Jones take a loss because of that play, and they throw a flag on that play, and he takes a loss. I'm quite sure there's going to be a discussion during the offseason about that rule. Well, but like I said, we don't know how it's going to affect the regular season. That's the thing. It's preseason.
But that's all we can go off of right now.
But that's, I mean, they're enforcing the rule heavily because it is preseason and because it's such a big change. So they want you to recognize it. They want you to see it. So don't get too, you know, I guess frazzled or upset about the flags being thrown now right now, because number one, the games don't count. So I'm not really concerned about that. I would rather them throw the flags now, get the film on it, see what's a good call, see what isn't a good call. You know, so now we can get it right for the regular season.
610-632-0975. Patriots leading the Philadelphia Eagles 10-0 early in the second quarter. We're taking your live in-game phone calls as the game is in progress. John Clark and I in studio right now. Pat Egan behind the glass. Joe Torti from 9 to midnight. He will do the exact same thing. So again, 610-632-0975. What are you seeing in the game? Let us know right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome to Wawa Siptopia, where every sip will take you someplace happy. Got a case of the Mondays? There's a macchiato for that. Need to cool off a little? Find a flavor of cold brew. Or if you just want to mix things up, how about a strawberry banana smoothie? Whatever makes you happy, we've got it. In a cup. For a limited time, all our 16-ounce handcrafted beverages are only $1.99. So whether it's hot, frozen, fruity, creamy, or caffeinated, your Wawa Siptopia is waiting.
Come into Wawa today and try our all-new spicy Italian and spicy turkey hoagies featuring a delicious cherry pepper relish and our creamy garlic aioli. At Wawa, we know you love hoagies just as much as we do. That's why we're always working to make them better. We use fresh ingredients to bring you big flavors, sourcing quality meats and cheeses right down to our fresh baked Amoroso rolls. Every Wawa sandwich is built to order and customized just the way you like it. New flavors, new favorites. Taste the difference today at Wawa.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
This is Joe Cordell. I'm here to talk to you about an unpleasant but an important subject, and that's the subject of divorce. If you're in a good marriage, or even a marriage that's not so good, but that can be saved, then you can tune out for the next 60 seconds. Now I want to speak to the guys that are still listening. Odds are you're like a lot of guys. You've worked hard to get ahead. You have a nice home, some savings, a solid retirement plan, and children that you love more than life itself. Yet despite your thoughtful game plan, you're now facing a divorce that you can't avoid. That's where we come in. Cordell & Cordell makes it its business to focus on representing men in your situation. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Philadelphia area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 215-490-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
It's official! Gary Barbera's on the Boulevard is the number one Dodge dealer from Maine to Miami. 2018 Challenger or Charger, your choice, $16,990. 300 Jeeps cheap from $12,990. Dodge Caravan or Chrysler Pacifica from only $16,990. It's official! As reported by Dodge, number one in Dodge sales is Barbera's on the Boulevard, the best. Boy, I guess.
Hey guys, it's Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic. Family and Company Jewelers is at it again this year, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a Fantasy Viraggio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 97.5thefanatic.com to enter, and don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest on August 25th for a chance to play me in cornhole and win some great prizes. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and online at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's largest diamond destination.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods with a tradition of old world techniques. Right now, stop in for Carlino's featured highlight of the month, the Chicken Cutlet Signature Hoagie. Fresh hand-breaded chicken cutlet, broccoli rabe, roasted red peppers, and sharp provolone on a freshly baked Italian seeded roll. Grab one today at either store in either Westchester or Ardmore and make your day a Carlino's day. Order online at carlinosmarket.com.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Meineke, America's choice for auto repair, right now receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Stop in for $19.95 basic oil change. Go to Meineke.com to find your locally owned and operated Meineke.
Sports talk for West Grove and all of Chester County. 97.5, The Fanatic.
8:30, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons, John Clark, former NFL player, Temple alum, Philadelphia native. Played for both the Bears and the Cardinals on the offensive line. And the Philadelphia Eagles appear to have a problem on the left side, specifically left tackle on the offensive line, as Adrian Claiborne just keeps beating and beating and beating and beating like a drum. One, Big V, Vitae, in for Jason Peters. 610-632-0975. In-game live phone calls from you guys here on The Fanatic. Again, 610-632-0975. And if Adrian Claiborne's name sounds familiar, we all remember November 12th, last season, for the Patriots against the Dallas Cowboys. Same issue for the Cowboys at that point. Adrian Claiborne had 6 sacks in that game, 2 forced fumbles, and the same happened here this evening.
That was him?
That was Adrian Claiborne.
That was him that worked that left? Oh, he yes. made that
ball field. Yes. I don't even know if he's on that team anymore. But
he might not have played the next week after that.
He's giving Vitae some problems right now, John. That was the guy you were focusing on again this game. And also, we have to point out, it appears Nick Foles got hurt on that play.
On that play, yes.
On the sack
fumble.
Looked
like a shoulder injury.
They scored.
Like a shoulder.
He grabbed his shoulder right away. Right now he's standing back on the sideline, but they have taken him out of the game. Nate Sudfeld is in, and the Birds are currently trailing 17-0. Your observations on what you've seen so far, 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones, Johnny. And again, everybody, if you're watching the game, we are taking in-game live phone calls here all night long until midnight. John and I until 9 to midnight. The Joe Torti Show right here on The Fanatic. Let's go to Oregon and check in with Trent on 97.5. What's up, Trent?
Hey, can you hear me?
Got you, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to say I appreciate what you're doing, man. I can't really watch the game or much from over this far away, but I'm listening to you. I'm streaming online. I appreciate you.
Oh, lovely, man. Appreciate it. Glad we could help.
Yeah, I just want to say, and I'm sure maybe you might believe or agree with me, but, you know, with every one of these rule changes, there's growing pains. There's going to be a lot of growing pains, you know. It's been going on for a long time. I don't know if I fully agree with the way the rule is being used right now, but what I can say is if you were trying to lay down the law with a new rule, you'd be very strict about it. You'd want to, you know, make sure that people knew you weren't playing games. I think that's what it's going to be like for this preseason.
I agree, Trent. I agree. That was my thing. I thought, you know, they're being heavy-handed with the rule right now, with the flags, just to let people know this is what we're looking for. You know, in regular season, I think it'll fall back a little bit. It'll tighten up a little bit. I don't see the frequency of the flag thrown in the regular season as we see it in the preseason.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. That's all I really have to say. I appreciate you guys, and as Oregon fans, we're watching Philly when we can, man. Go Birds.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975.
Eagles are everywhere. Eagles are everywhere.
0975. Yeah, they are everywhere. And Bill, again, jumps in at Go Big Blue of U of M 24. He got in a couple of times, and he's got some things to say. He said, listen, you know, John, why a penalty then? Taking the concussions out, that was a risk to nobody's head. Just heard John say chop block is a part of the game. McLeod's hit was on the midsection. His head dips, and it's a penalty. And the chop block, the lower block, is a penalty. So, John, they can only hit the ribs, according to what you're saying.
But see, what a chop block is, what people don't realize, a chop block is not the customary cut block. A chop block is when somebody hits a player up top at the same time that you're hitting them low. That's what a chop block is. So maybe we need to get a proper definition of what a chop block is. So when I think the other caller, when he was saying take the chop, I think he was saying take the cutting out of the game, where you see offensive tackles go low and try to get the defensive player's hands down by going at their knees. Chop blocking has always been out of the game. That's not a good play for any player. You don't want somebody trying to fend off somebody up top while somebody comes low and hits them. And I think about Deacon Jones when they took the head slap out of the game. He had to make the adjustment. Those players had to make the adjustment. Players across the league for over the years, over the decades, they've had to make adjustments to new rules. So, and the thing that the reason I don't really have a problem with it is because of the fact that they've had, I don't know how many years now in college, the targeting rule.
I don't know.
Like at least the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't changed the speed of their game. It hasn't changed big hits happening. So I honestly feel that the NFL is taking a page from the college playbook. And I think they'll make the adjustment to get the rule tightened up, as you say, in the regular season.
610-632-0975. Just an update on Nick Foles' condition. Shoulder strain, according to Pat Egan. It's a shoulder strain for Nick Foles. Obviously, he will not be back in this game. There's no reason for him to be back out there in this game. 610-632-0975. In-game live phone calls right now through midnight with John Clark and myself, Joe Torti from 9 to midnight. We go back to the phones right now and Joey in South Philly on 97.5. Joe.
What's up? It's the Mac Man.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on, man? Listen, couple things. Number one, the city of Philadelphia just needs to build Nick Foles a statue already and get it over with. Give the man the statue. He deserves it. That's number one. Number two, everyone out there who's ready for laying some bets down this season, the Los Angeles Rams right now, I'm pretty sure, are plus 1,300 or something like that to win the Super Bowl. This year, NFC Championship game, Rams, Eagles, I'm telling you, L.A. is going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Appreciate the call, man. 610-632-0975.
Get out!
Dan on Twitter says, are John and Pat, they fine with this showing based on everything that's going on?
Oh, what, the showing of the offense? No, the offense is looking bad. The offense looks bad. The defense looks better. Definitely looks better than what the offense looks like.
Yeah.
I was concerned, and this is the thing.
What is the
Nick
thing?
Nick Foles, no, he did not look good, but at the same time, the offensive line looked terrible and not giving him any time to throw. So
the offensive line or Big V?
I think offensive line because they're a team. They're a team, they're a unit.
I'm sure they were like, don't associate us with them.
They're a team, they're a unit. So I say offensive line. We live and die together. So the offensive line needs to tighten up and keep the pressure out of the quarterback's lap so we can see him do his job and make sure that he's making the throws, that he's making the right reads as far as the offense is concerned. Because like I said, I'm not really concerned about his performance, but I am concerned to make sure that, like you said, he's making the right reads. He's getting the ball there in right time so that the receiver can catch the ball and make some plays. But right now, with the time he's getting in the pocket, or he was getting in the pocket, it was unable to see that. So hopefully next week, is a shoulder strain. Hopefully he comes out and he's playing next week. Tom Brady was still in the game in the second quarter, so you see the Patriots want to get him some work.
Of course they want to get him some work, because he's only going to see Tom next week. He didn't see any last week, and they want to make sure that he's sharp for the Birds,
610-632-0975.
So Shelton Gibson, who has been having it, and so far, nice preseason with last week's touchdown catch and special teams work that he did today, tonight against the Patriots in Foxborough. He's also had some nice returns for the Philadelphia Eagles. Had a nice crossing pattern where he, Sudfeld hit him on the crossing patterns, trying to get some extra yards, fighting for extra yards. And he got his ankle, it looked like, twisted up as the tackler was trying to bring him down while he was fighting for the extra yards. And they go to commercial because he's still laying on the turf and they have to attend to him. He is making a good showing for himself.
Yeah, he's showing with speed. Also, that he's showing he has that shiftiness. He can get side to side and move his hips. Because on those returns, he's getting in there with speed, but he's getting free with his footwork and his shiftiness. So I'm liking him.
I like Shelton Gibson as well. And again, speed,
and shiftiness.
And now shiftiness.
Because, you know, sometimes everybody can't do both. You see some people, they're straight line fast. You tell them to change direction, they can't do it. Some people have quick feet. You tell them to run straight line fast, they can't do it. It's rare that you see guys that can do both, that have that speed, that have that burst, but also have that shiftiness to make you miss in the hole. And he's looking like he can do that.
And again, injury update for the Philadelphia Eagles, according to their Twitter account. Quarterback Nick Foles' shoulder strain is questionable to return. We know he's not going to be back out there. It's the preseason. 610-632-0975. John Clark joining me in studio for one more segment before we hand things off to Joe Torti, 9 to midnight here on the Fanatic. In-game live phone calls. Birds trail the Patriots currently 17-0 in the second quarter. We're taking your phone calls on what you are seeing in this preseason game number 2. 610-632-0975. Dave and Bill, we got you as soon as we get back right here on the Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Hey, it's Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And here's what's great. They're just minutes from all the bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or you can check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com? TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville.
You've got all kinds of hustle, like get the job done hustle and get the kids out the door hustle. If you've got hustle, we've got your back. University of Maryland University College, a respected state university with 90-plus programs and specializations and more than 70 years experience serving working adults like you. That includes rolling admissions to help you get started, and you could get credit for your career experience, affordable courses, and no-cost digital course materials for most programs, and the flexibility of online classes to fit your busy life. If you've got hustle, University of Maryland University College is made for you. Our next undergraduate session starts August 20th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn an in-demand degree from a respected state university made for you. Get started today. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Attention outdoorsmen. French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA is celebrating their 25th anniversary with a store-wide sale August 9th through the 19th. The lowest prices of the year on archery, firearms, fishing gear, outdoor clothing, end-of-season kayak, canoe, and more. Now's the time to buy with the lowest prices on demo boats around. Be sure to shop early for the best selection. Don't miss the truckload safe sale with pricing too good to miss. See the flyer online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Reach your savings goals faster this summer with Citadel's new high-rate certificates. Enjoy an annual percentage yield of 2.85%. That's right, 2.85% when you open a 30-month certificate or earn 2.65% on a 20-month certificate. These new high rates are only for a limited time, so don't miss out. To learn more, visit citadelbanking.com/earnmore, call Citadel, or stop by a Citadel branch today. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. Minimum deposit $75,000. Rate subject to change. Federally insured by NCUA.
Evil dealerships, beware! Gateway Kia's superhero sales event brings savings and justice for all! Pow! Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade! Wham! Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000! Kapow! Get a new 2018 Forte LX or a new 2019 Soul! Just $179 a month! Zero down, zero first payment, zero do it sign! Or whack! Get a new 2019 Sportage LX or a new 2018 Sorento L! Just $199 a month! Zero down, zero first payment, zero do it sign! Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. There's savings justice for all at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com. Remember, for superhero savings justice, we'll see you at Gateway Kia.
Gateway Kia, the discount.
Open Labor Day.
Leases are 36 months. Zero security deposit. 10K miles per year lease. Get tax, title, and DMV. Discount lease only. Trade, gas value with credit approval. Expires 9/3/18.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pool your kids have begged you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Join the Fanatic at Coors Light this Friday night from 7 to 9 at Urban Saloon on Fairmount Avenue to register for your chance to meet Sixers Rookie of the Year Ben Simmons at Fanatic Fan Fest. Brought to you by Coors Light, official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details.
Second and goal for the Philadelphia Eagles in the second quarter. Devon Givens, John Clark, NFL, former NFL offensive lineman here in studio for the entire show, man. Really appreciate you hanging
appreciate
in there.
You having me.
Again, man, it's been fun talking some birds, arguing Nate Sudfeld and Nick Foles. Now, Nick Foles has a shoulder strain, and as Joe Torty said, hey, when is that ever a good thing? So you'll hear from Joe 9 to midnight right here on the Fanatic. Pat Egan always doing a great job producing the show. You guys, thanks for calling in. And the Birds are trying to get a score in, and we'll see if it happens while we're still here on the air. Look like they're taking a little while to do so. Nate Sudfeld is the quarterback.
I'm reacting to watching Vitae get put on his back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's
not having a good game right now.
As you said, he might need to be out there the entire night.
He needs work. He needs all the work he can get. Man, I don't know if it's a confidence thing for him either. It seems like he's taking a step back. He didn't play this bad last year. I didn't see him play this bad last year.
He had a nice run last year. Last week, he was not great against the Steelers either. So this is not a good start for his preseason for Vitae while Jason Peters heals up for the Philadelphia Eagles. Shelton Gibson does, in fact, re-enter the game, gets a nice score for his second touchdown of the preseason for Shelton Gibson. So we were talking during a break, and we're like, yo, this offense, yes, is moving down the field, a couple of penalties, but it looks like they're missing their main guy, which is Shelton Gibson. And right now, he puts a nice move. And again, that was Devin McCourty, a veteran in this league who has been an all-pro bowler in the NFL. He puts a nice move on Devin McCourty in the red zone, gets the score, Birds now trail 17-6 as we await the extra point by the Philadelphia Eagles. And Shelton Gibson again, John, is...
He's showing that he belongs in the league.
Yes.
He's showing that he belongs in the league.
He's showing that he can maybe contribute to this football team, not only just on special teams with kick returns and, of course, on coverage, on a coverage unit, but also maybe if they decide they want to use him and try to light a little fire under Mac Hollins a bit if he's not acting right.
Right now, Mac Collins, but he's
not acting.
It sounds
today.
Like Gibson has his spot.
He's not acting.
My thing is, like I said earlier, the more you can do.
Sure.
He's returning kicks as well, and he's doing it well. Like, just now, just in this preseason game, I think he's averaged about 20 yards a return.
Yeah.
He's at about...
He looks pretty good.
First one he took out to, what, the 50? Second one I think he took out about 20, 30. 25, 30.
Yeah.
The other one he took out to, like, the 30, 35. Like, he's showing that he has NFL talent. And this is the thing about Matt Collins. Gibson is showing the type of talent that won't let him get cut and be on practice squad. He's showing the type of talent that if he gets cut by the Philadelphia Eagles, somebody else is going to pick him up.
Gotcha.
So, right now, Collins better figure something out.
Coach Bird on Twitter, just the preseason. No need to worry just yet, I think. I hear you, Coach Bird, my man. See you at
Thinking
fan.
About, not to worry about who? Vitae? Vitae?
No, just the team overall.
Oh, okay. You know, the team overall, yes. Vitae, we need to be concerned.
My man Elbow Shafari jumps in on Twitter, too. Cheating Patriots, they game planned. Put on some Meek Mill and chill, Eagles fans. Appreciate
I told
that.
You, I told you they took it serious. You can see that the New England Patriots took this game
they did.
Serious.
They did.
You can see it.
You won't see them again until the Super Bowl this season.
But
so.
The other thing is, this is what comes with being the defending Super Bowl champs.
They're coming after you.
You're going to get the best performance from everybody you play
they
all season long. So you might as well get your mind right
They're
and get it ready.
They're coming after you. Absolutely right, man. Let's go to Bill, who's at Gillette Stadium, John. Let's see what Bill has to say on 97.5. Bill.
Devon, how are you, man?
Hey, man. How you doing? Thanks for hanging on.
I'm good, and thank you for having me on. I called when I saw Nicky Foles drop to a knee and with the shoulder. But you guys already know all about that. I did see Shelton Gibson get dinged on one of the kickoffs before that other hit when he caught that pass. But I thought I'd give you a sense of the ambiance of Gillette Stadium. I mean, these rabid Patriot fans. I got four guys. Listen to that. I got four guys behind me. They spent 15 minutes talking about the cable miniseries, The Crown, and they've been talking about engine blocks and carburetors, and the other. I got three guys in front of me. One's got a Brady shirt on. They know more about the Eagles than I do, for heaven's sakes. And I grew up in the Valley.
You know they do. That's
because, again, as John said, Bill, you're the Super Bowl champions.
They're hurt. Believe it. You know they're hurt. You know they're hurt up there. They don't want to see y'all up there celebrating.
I will tell you two other things, Brett. This game means nothing, obviously. And Mr. Brady didn't look that good. He underthrew a couple of long passes. He was late. He lost a couple of players. He didn't look that good. And maybe that's why they sent him into the second quarter. But it was fun. And we enjoyed coming up. We showed our colors. And, you know, nobody messed with us, of course, because we're all criminally insane from Philly. Well, anyway, thanks, guys.
You got it. Hey, enjoy your time up there, Bill, as we just see Cordarrelle Patterson from Tom Brady. I don't know if he stepped out or not, but he ran all the way
right
down.
There. I think right
he's
there.
Out?
It
okay.
looks like he's right there.
He's out.
Let's see
if he steps out.
Get your shirt out of the way.
And it looks like
he's out of bounds. Yeah, he's out of bounds.
He's out.
Right
so, okay, and that's going to come back. Otherwise, it looked like he got down to about the 1 yard line before being forced out. John, Cordarrelle Patterson, we know he has speed. His best years was a rookie with the Vikings, tried to do some things. With the Raiders, could never really get it together. Maybe that happens for him with Tom Brady and
Tom Brady
the
is still
Patriots.
In the game going into almost the halftime.
Yes, he is, and a little pressure by Steven Means for him, and he fleshes him out, pass complete right now for first down. 610-632-0975. I cannot ignore this, though. John, the Phillies were playing a doubleheader today.
Okay.
All right, against the Mets. They got a 5-game series with those guys. And let me just tell you that today was not pretty good for them in game number one as they lost to the Mets 24-4. That's an NFL score.
I was about to say that's a football score.
That's an NFL score. 24-4. So not a good
We've been struggling with hitting. We've been struggling with hitting.
Not a good afternoon for the
boys.
But
you know what? I have a different... I have a...
Well, they fought back last night.
I have a glass half full type of thing because nobody expected the Philadelphia Phillies to be where they're at right now. So for me, you see what we need. We need hitting and we need some defense. So this offseason, the scouting department, whoever needs, we need to find, they need to find some hitting and some defense. Because there's no excuse. They have the pitching. They've shown they have the pitching. They've shown that they have the young talent. And the man, Reese, is a beast. So
Reese Hoskins, he's nice.
He's a beast. So you see what you need. Now the question is, will they go and figure it out this offseason?
Well,
and I don't even want to pull this season. The season's still going on.
It's still going on.
But I'm just saying as far as what we need.
Expectations
change
now. As you said, you didn't expect them to be there, but they are there. So right now it's about making the postseason, whether it's winning the NL East or getting in via the wild card. We expect them at this point, this late in the game, to be in that contention for a playoff spot. John, the 8 o'clock hour has been brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. And if you've missed any of our shows this week, go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcasts. Listen anytime, anywhere on your schedule. I would suggest you listen after midnight when Joe Torti is done, and you can make sure you re-listen to his show while you're up, out and about, whatever it is, rocking the baby to sleep, and you know, doing whatever you're doing in your own home. You do whatever you need to do. You turn Joe Torti on as you download that podcast. Special thanks to Pat Egan again and all the callers out there for contributing to the show tonight. Right now, the Philadelphia Eagles, second quarter, under 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And right now, they trail the New England Patriots 20-7 at Gillette Stadium as they get ready to head into halftime after the kickoff. Once again, thanks to everybody out there. The Joe Torti Show coming up next. John, as always, man, really appreciate you hanging
appreciate
out with
you
me.
Having me.
And we'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the rest of your night. Joe Torti Show coming up next right here on The Fanatic.